Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
All right, wait. Let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and he is rejoining us in... Are you there?
Yes, yep. I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
The what?
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So, we are... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes, what is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Talkback. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? I'm game for this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
We didn't do that on purpose.
What's happening there?
What?
With the music.
That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, look at that. Lucky we still hit it.
Yeah.
We still nailed it.
Love it.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, the illusion's already been spoiled. You now know that when the door opens, yes, we're already here.
Yeah, we're already in here.
And you should know they're already here, too.
Look at them.
There you go. Some kind of a protest, I believe. They want John Ritter back. They want him? He's not coming back.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And I'm getting somewhere with that, but first...
Rob Stewart!
Actually, there was a slight misunderstanding. We're working on an experiment
to bring John Ritter back.
To bring John Ritter. Okay, got it.
I'll let you know. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cavalier. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea, you know. World champion nipple rimmers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Resta!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob, and I thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Thursday, Rocktober 16ers.
Right. Right.
And it's a national show.
Westwood One.
They supply the phone lines 877-365-3636. That's the national number. We don't give it out a lot, and if you listen to the show, you know why. 877-365-3636. If you're listening to us in Canada, call 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., as always, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Kenny.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Did someone call for a doctor?
Hi. So, listen, before baseball, before anything, before what?
You're funny.
Why?
You're funny. Don't bother with me today. I'm a mess. I'm a wreck.
Well,
I'm just going to follow your lead. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do today.
I just want to say, that the choice to replace John Ritter, I know Buzz is going to have this on the news, yes. But I have to go with this. This is the lead story. How will ABC handle the loss of John Ritter? You would never, in a million years, if I gave you a million opportunities to select the person they've selected as the four-episode go-between guy, you'd never get it. But
the father, the father figure?
But yes, and, but you would know again that much like with the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, and here's your clue, for whatever reason, God is shining on our radio show.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that is a good hint. That's a real thinker.
Yeah.
That is a real, real...
But you'd never get it. You'd never get it.
Can I get one more? Can you give me just one more?
No. No, because I got to get your reaction when I tell you. Because it's such a dumb, dumb move. James Garner.
Oh, my God.
James Garner is going to come in and play...
Now your dad's dead.
Peg Bundy's Peg Bundy's father.
That's correct. Now, your father's dead, and I decided to come in and help you.
Yeah, so...
I'm 150 years older than your previous dad.
We already have a Jeopardy bit for tomorrow. And we'll have this during the news, but just had to throw that out. That's like, on this show, that's breaking news. If I had some way to contact each of you listening, all 11, 12, 15 of you right now, I would have called you together this morning when I heard the news.
It's another gift.
To say, wow.
Well, what's it like, Grandpa?
Yes. He is, yes, he's the grandpa.
Oh, okay,
and
all right.
He's the go-between guy.
He's a go-to guy in Hollywood, Don.
He is. You got a whole lot of show. Matt LeBlanc passes away. Ladies and gentlemen, meet James Garner.
Another friend.
William Peterson, CSI, hit by a car.
Bring in James Garner.
Get James Garner. The fag guy from Will and Grace,
right.
Even if it's the guy that's straight pretending to be a fag.
James Garner can do it.
You got an opening?
Yeah. Judging Amy takes a dirt nap, you bring in James Garner.
Tyne Daly, James Garner,
right.
Same difference.
You need a sixth guy on Queer Eye for the straight guy?
That'd Jim be good. Garner.
Ryan Seacrest, you know, gets a bleach burn, you bring in James Garner.
There he is.
James Garner. All right, well, listen, all of that is for later in the show and tomorrow, but... I didn't want you to think that we did not know.
We know.
About that, because we do, in fact, know. If you'll allow me one a personal moment, I don't know if he's listening. He's probably not, because he's to that age. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bart is back for a few more days than we had thought, which is great.
Total of sense, right?
Yeah, and it's great having him here and having him around.
Welcome home, Bart.
Yeah. Got home last night, did that a long drive, got home late, and just great having him around.
How's he doing? How's he look? How's college treating him?
I will tell you one thing that he did get from me, and that is the inability, no matter how hard you try, to grow actual facial hair.
He's got that gene, he will be. If he's got your gene, he won't be successful in
this. Because I'm 45, and right now, the only thing I can get away with is like, have you seen Kurt Warner? A guy who needs to shave like 8 times a day?
Absolutely.
When you see a close-up of that guy and he's got like that stubble, and you go, oh, he's got to shave like in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go a week to get that.
Wow. Right, right.
And that's as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hey, I'm having a gray day, though.
What, you didn't...
No, didn't put the old stuff in there anymore. I might be going back to that, unfortunately. It was a failed experiment.
I was eyeballing him this morning as he was, comfortably camped out in Chateau Relaxo.
Oh, wow.
He's just sprawled up there and...
Now, if you experience that 10 years from now, you're going to have trouble.
I'm just looking at him, you know. I mean, I'm just... I'm waking him up.
Studying him.
But I'm just looking at him, and I go, hey, Peach Fuzz. Yo, hey, mustache, almost mustache, what's happening? Hello.
So he's trying to grow facial hair.
Hello. Well, I believe he's not stopping the process.
Right.
At this point.
Right. But, choosing not to shave.
But it's great to have my son back, at least for a couple of days before he goes back to college. So that's wonderful. And Mike, I know that you got to be happy. You have a game 7 tonight.
Wow. It's really the way I feel when I tell people. I mean, I'll get up and down during a game, and I'll get mad during a game, but I will tell you, I don't care.
Well,
I am so happy right now. What a gift.
Yesterday, late in the show, we afforded Mike the opportunity, because the games do mean so much, and we know this, to go watch the game. And just let us have a glimpse of what Mike is like during a game. And
we saw, we heard.
And as you've heard Mike say for years, he is a diehard Red Sox fan.
All my life.
He cares about no team as much And they ended up pulling out a great victory against the hated Yankees yesterday.
Taking the Yankees to seven is, you know what? Win, lose, it doesn't matter. Everything is gravy at this point.
Did you think you'd see this happen?
No, I didn't think
Which tape do we want to hear first, Rob?
I think we should lead with...
You could hear me yesterday. Yeah, and during the game, you know?
Here is a lifelong Red Sox fan.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Mike O'Mara. Uh-huh. Always there for his team.
Right.
Always there to support his team.
This is funny.
During the show yesterday, we spliced some of this together.
Good.
And I should also tell you...
Is it arable?
Mike was having some adult beverages.
Okay, yeah, I was.
Roll it, please. So now suddenly your fortunes have changed.
Mm-mm.
No?
How's
that beer, though?
That roots, the beer is good, Don. Let me tell you something. Okay?
Yeah.
Anybody that roots for the Red Sox knows that there's this feeling of inevitability when you're... rooting for the Red Sox, it's tough to beat because of the history.
Yeah.
And the fact that these guys beat us so many times.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you're really starting to hear the hops and barley talk.
But let me tell you something.
I was. I don't know why.
I don't care what the inevitable outcome of this
it's funny. This is funny.
I don't care what
inevitable.
The inevitable.
And I had a beer and a half.
And
my
stomach.
I think it was really just the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Inevitable. You ever wonder what it would be like to go out with Mike, go to a bar with him?
We are going to someday prevail, and I think this year more
than this would be it.
We scared the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
And we still are scaring them, and let's see what happens.
Good luck.
This is only on two beers.
I like that.
All right.
Imagine if he mixes in a mixed beverage.
Yeah.
We're out of the inning. There we go.
You're just down the corner from fisticuffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bar
there
fight somewhere tonight.
You're just
one out, men on second and third. We got out of the inning. Yes. That's huge.
Yeah, Buzz.
All right, so there you go. But that's not all we have.
Just an example.
We also have now a montage of Mike moments during the game with his beloved Boston Red Sox.
Good. You gonna play that now?
Yeah, here we go.
Cool.
Mike watching his heroes.
Oh.
Well, now he doesn't have
treacherous.
I thought he would.
It's been a fine postseason.
Jesus, come on! God damn it! You know, I don't give a damn on it.
God damn it!
Oh, that's it. I used to like her.
She's sitting in Yankee Stadium rooting for the Yankees.
Your husband's a fag to be in effing Yankee Stadium rooting for the Yankees. Poor.
Oh.
On. Somebody get a hit. No!
No.
That was not a strike!
We've got
ow! Oh, God!
What?
What happened?
Strike three. They suck.
Don't worry, Joe. Just walk by with your next beer.
I have to applaud that.
Mike, during the game, yes.
I'm not exactly proud of that, but I have to applaud it. Whoever edited. Did you edit that, Rob?
Yeah, Robbie did.
Nice job. Wow.
Yep.
That was, I don't think I mentioned her by name, but I was referring to Nicole Kidman, who appeared to be cheering for the evil empire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we got that from you last night.
And I'm spent. I don't know if I got enough to go tonight. I mean,
a lot of calls last night, even though I've not been a Cubs fan I've been divorced from baseball for like 10 years.
Oh, I felt so horrible for those fans.
They were calling last night and
they were so sad.
It's weird when you're detached from it and you take yourself out of it and you go, okay, but without fail, every person I spoke to, and I'm talking about not only radio people, who you already know, are just mean-spirited
right,
to begin with.
Right.
But real average Joes, real regular people that I know, I spoke with last night, and to a person, male, female, all of them saying kill, and that was the word that was used, kill the guy
yep.
who screwed with the ball. Now, with all of these people...
He might not be responsible for it, but he seemed to be the catalyst for the downfall.
With all of these people, I said, well, maybe I can look at things a different way because I'm not as caught up. It seems to me that, okay, the guy interfered with the ball. They got three runs. But then the Cubs gave up five more runs on their own. There were no fans out on the field during that. There was nothing. And then at that point... And I kept track last night. Four people called me. When I said that, two hung up on me.
Mm.
One said, you're no effing Cubs fan.
Right.
And the only guy, John, is the only guy that said, you would never have the balls to say that on the radio in Chicago.
That it wasn't the fan, that they blew it, the team blew the game?
Yeah. So two of the people, and all of them friends, and they've all sent me emails since.
Well, I disagree with
two of them hung up.
I disagree with you on what you said in the office. I really don't. I don't think, and I think you, from your experience in Chicago, I don't think that's going to blow over in a week.
No.
I don't. I think that guy's going to have to get a change of address.
No, I think it is, because, yeah, this whole, the whole Billy Goat thing, though, is something that's
I agree.
That's born out of this right now, right here. Give it to me now. I want to click on the, and I want to see everything that happened. That's the world we live in now, but it's not a real curse.
It's delightful, you know, I'm selfish this way, that, you know, the Cubs have taken all the pressure off the Red Sox. Now, yeah. Red Sox can lose the game 14-0 tonight, and they ain't going to replace the Cubs with the big L's on their foreheads.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, and I think I brought this up with you
and
before.
And if it's the Yankees against the Marlins, that sound you hear will be televisions turning off across America.
This is the difference, and I said this before, and I really mean it, I think, between Cubs fans and Red Sox fans.
Okay.
Cubs fans will accept this. They have accepted it. It's the way that it is. And I know I run a risk by saying this with Red Sox guys, the thing is, they don't just keep it inside.
No.
The thing is, whenever you meet them, it's like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? My name's Fred. Oh, really, Fred? Say, are you a Red Sox fan? No, I'm not really. Boy, I am. I want to tell you, those effers in 86, it's like the first, boom.
They wear it on the sleeve.
First thing.
Yeah.
You ask somebody from Chicago about.
What's the point?
The point is that
why are you hating us?
I said this before the series ever started.
I say this was the difference between
the two cities.
Hold me to this,
which is why I don't think that whatever furor there is in Chicago will live long past 2 or 3 days.
And I will tell you that already, win or lose, this particular team has done an awful lot to help the psyches of the only thing that could change it, okay? Not like a 10-0 shutout, if it was one of those, we've got it going down to the wire and then something horrible happens.
Through the leg.
Then we'd be right back where we started. But even win or lose tonight, I really do, and I might be taking a risk by saying this, win or lose, you're going to hear a lot less about, because really,
I have a question.
I think they've done more this season. I can't ask more of this team. It's all gravy from here.
Listen,
I'm
happy.
I really, really
doesn't
do.
Happen.
Torturous.
I thought it would.
It's been a fine postseason.
Jesus, come on! God damn it!
You know, I don't give a damn. God damn it!
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Here's my question.
I feel fantastic
in Las Vegas, where we are heard regularly.
The odds,
I believe, daily. No. You can make a bet on almost anything.
Yeah.
Can you go to a sports book in Las Vegas and make a bet that the Red Sox will lose in the last 2 innings?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Based on a fielding error. Can you make a bet?
I would imagine you can bet on anything.
I wonder what the odds would
Europe,
be.
I think London, they have more of that book than Vegas. I think you have straight odds and innings. But I think, you know, if you find the right odds maker, you can bet on anything.
You know what we should do? Rob, just make a note here. Or Buzz.
Yes?
You're as good at this. Hey, Rob, hi.
Hi.
Make one of your Post-it notes. Yeah. Just check a week from now if Chicago is still seething about this guy.
Okay.
And two other things about this poor schmuck. Well,
poor
three. First, I've seen way too many pictures of him to retract our earlier feeling that the guy does look like a tard.
Okay.
Number two. About the governors of both states. The governor of Illinois came out and said, oh boy, I don't know which paper I read it in, but here's the gist of the quote. When they were talking about the fans in the stadium wanting to kill the guy and threatening him,
right,
saying, no one at any sporting event should ever be threatened or have their safety in danger.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree
even with that. Even if they've done something as stupid as put their hands up to get a foul ball during a championship game.
So at the same time, while he's saving the guy, he's damning him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
now,
with him.
Here's what the guy should do. The schmuck guy from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, we've all heard of him before.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Right? He has said to the guy, if you need to get out of Chicago,
he can fix it.
I will put you.
Now,
listen to this.
Yeah.
He says, I'll put you in a beautiful resort somewhere like Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach.
Right.
For 3 months, if you need to get out of Chicago.
They'll cover the airfare and his meals, because restaurants and hotels are coming forward along with an airline.
That's an a-hole thing to do.
Yeah, I say the guy should do it.
Well, yeah,
I think
yeah.
the guy should do it.
I would.
I mean, unless he's walking into a, you know, a nonstop barrage of paparazzi when he gets down to South Florida.
And this opens up. if this guy is stupid enough, do you think that maybe he's going to be famous more
now? Again, hold on a second.
If he does the TV commercial,
hold on.
He should die.
Hold on. Take a look at the guy again. Think of the retarded look of him. And let me just say this to you, Mike. And even though they're a sponsor,
out of this,
think of Jarrett at Subway.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
And you know,
my God,
just when you think Jarrett is gone from those commercials, that they've changed their campaign,
they come back with like Jarrett in a restaurant.
He's back. It's like Jarrett at a pig draw restaurant, and someone says, "Hey, you're Jared. What are you doing here? And
what are you eating that cheesecake for?" Well, I had Subway for lunch.
And that's what he says. But listen, that's the point.
Do you think that guy would be that ill-advised that he would come out and try to make a commercial out of it?
If he did, then I would have to go back on the other thing. I said, if he did that, then he might actually go down in history and be a guy whose name is remembered.
He may, anyway. That's like Bill Buckner opening a car dealership in Lexington, Massachusetts. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I think the guy should go to Florida, take the trip, go down there.
Right.
God forbid that Florida wins the World
Series. Any part of you were making your friends mad because you were, there's that word, cavalier, about the Cubs going down.
I had empathy.
Any part of you, sure. Like a little pissed?
No. No, not at all. And I said to them that
I felt horrible for the Chicago fans last night.
It was, even though I'm not rabid like you, it's the basic difference between Cubs and Red Sox fans. I expected they'd F up something. They'd do something wrong. And these other people that I know, my friends, they're more into it. They're like you are. But they just can't deal with the fact that even if you get past the retard fan, they still have Game 7. At home,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was win one game at home. They didn't.
I heard a lot of people today that said they didn't even watch Game 7 because they were that bummed out, and they knew
they're lying.
They knew that it was.
They were lying. They were lying. They were lying. Just like
when your team comes back, Game 7 means it's a lot different than when your team lets the other team come back.
If you're in traffic and you hear that there is a gruesome wreck just a half mile ahead. And there's an exit ramp a quarter mile ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in a super rush to get somewhere very important, you might hang to watch the bad wreck.
Right.
That's why I'm saying I think those people would have watched the Cubs last night. Those people who said they didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Fox outside of Tim McCarver has done a great job with their coverage. I mean, with their camera work,
mm-hmm.
and really they found the saddest looking people in Wrigley Field that you could possibly, and believe me, I can relate to that. And it was just, it was a bummer because I think everybody wanted to see
the
Cubs go to the World Series. I think most people that didn't have a rooting interest on the other side.
There's one other thing without turning this into a sports talk show. And I really think this, now in this day and age that we live in now with all sports, it doesn't mean what it used to mean if you win a championship. And like in my favorite sport, the NFL, to win, don't look at me in that tone of voice.
What?
To win a Super Bowl now doesn't mean what it did 10 years ago. Because 10 years ago, and it used to be the same in baseball, really the best team won, and it was a team that played the best all year. Now you got, Jesus Christ, the St. Louis Rams won the Super Bowl, then the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Your point would
everything
be,
has been so diluted down.
Watered down.
There are so many more teams now that virtually anybody, any team, as evidenced by the Florida Marlins, has the chance to make the World Series. So even if the Cubs, and I won't even talk about the Red Sox, even if the Cubs manage to get there and they can finally say, oh, it's been since 1945, it's okay, but you're drinking near beer. You didn't get it done back in the day, back when it counted.
With all due respect?
Yeah.
No effing way.
So it's just as good to you if it's watered down.
It's not watered down.
For a Red Sox fan, I think it's still a big victory.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because I'll tell you why. because of the, you know, if you want to talk about watered down, there's nothing watered down
right.
about the New York Yankees lineup. There really is. They might not be the team they used to be, but there is.
I'm sorry you're so afraid of them.
Be not afraid.
I'm not afraid
there's
of them.
There's everything watered down it's about the Yankees.
It's the greatest rivalry in baseball, and it's come down to a seventh game. I mean, there's nothing at all watered down about this. You can make the case about any team now can get to the World Series. I agree with you. The California Angels are an example of that. But this, for Red Sox fans and I think for Yankee fans, this is still, this is just like 30 years ago. This is the same stuff. It's just as intense. It might not be in the rest of baseball, but in this one, there's nothing.
It's like, you know, I'm going to go way back. You're getting off on some stepped on stuff.
You're too funny.
Let me just say that.
You are too funny.
Someone is diluted, you know, your OxyContin.
No.
OxyContin,
no,
whatever you call it.
Absolutely.
It's not the same. More,
I mean,
know,
I don't think I have, and I've seen all of them, and I've been there, you know, watching all of them.
Not all of them, literally, since
they won
right.
A championship. But this is up there. This is top five. This is easily top five as far as moments for the Red Sox and the Yankees. And it's just terrific.
Well, it's an exciting game.
It's amazing because with baseball, you wait. It seems like you wait longer in baseball for whatever team you're rooting for. You wait a long time, and it doesn't happen. And that's what makes it great, because your team doesn't get there like they do in football. It happens, it seems to be...
Yeah, but because in football you only have 16 games and every game counts.
Yeah, and it's just a different... And so it's a different sport in that respect. And when you wait that long, you know, over two decades to get them back in it, it's great.
Well, you know, regardless, I'm not trying to argue with you here. Have a great time. Enjoy the game. And if they win the World Series...
It doesn't mean as much.
No, well, Mike, let me just put it to you like this. The Florida Marlins have already won it.
Yeah.
If that puts it into perspective for you a little bit, the Florida Marlins have already won a world championship.
You'd be playing the Marlins.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they've already got one over on you. They've already done it.
You know, you're talking like you think we're going to the World Series.
I do. If I was
you were betting, you'd put your money down on 50, the... 50.
I would bet on Boston tonight. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, I go into this game with both eyes open.
Good.
The little guy.
You heard that last night.
Oh, man.
Well, now he doesn't have
it. Torturous.
I thought he had
it. It's been a fine postseason.
Jesus. Come on. God damn it.
You know, I don't give a damn. God damn it.
Oh, that's it. I used to like her. She's sitting in Yankee Stadium rooting for the Yankees.
There you go. All right, that's baseball. We'll have full coverage of it tomorrow. It won't be on the show today.
May I have a final word?
Sure.
Here. The final word would be really, because of the last two games, because of what they did, for the first time, I don't think I've ever felt this way, where it's so much fun. And for this team, I don't care whether they win or lose. I really don't. I hope they win.
And it sounded like fun.
Oh, man.
Well, now he doesn't have
it's great.
Torturous.
It's great. I'll be doing that tonight.
A fine postseason.
Jesus. Come on.
That's fun.
He's rooting. Well, you know. I mean, you've done that before.
That's great. That's great fun.
Enjoy.
Really enjoy.
I don't know what you're doing.
Enjoy. I'm not doing anything.
Weird about sports. You are very strange about sports.
I am.
Competition in sports. You're very strange. You have different views.
I'm rooting for the Red Sox. I swear I'm rooting for the Red Sox.
I believe you are.
Because I do believe that they will get to the World Series, and they will lose to Florida, which will be the greatest disgrace, which will really make the Red Sox Nation.
What is he doing?
It's story time.
What is he doing?
No, I'm just...
Do you get this? I don't know what your goal is here.
I'm predicting something here. The Red Sox will win tonight. They will get to the World Series. They will lose the World Series to the Florida Marlins, who stink on ice, and everybody knows not even a real baseball team, will then perpetuate the whole Red Sox. We're the big... My God, look at us. We can't do anything right. You guys win again. You win.
I went yesterday. Once they won that game yesterday, it doesn't matter as much. Do you understand? It is so much fun right now. Everything is
well,
a bonus.
Well, now he doesn't have
it. Torturous.
I thought it was great.
A fine postseason.
Jesus. Come on. God damn it.
And I will be doing that tonight, even louder. And if they happen to be lucky enough to get to the World Series, I'll do it in the series too. But this is, you know, it's been a long time since I've enjoyed one like this.
Well, enjoy it. Please do.
And you enjoy it while you can, because you never know. You know,
right.
Several hours from now, you know, I'll be singing a different tune. Bastards.
Everything's so watered down. You know, next
no, I'm not going to let you take that from me. You know, and I think I might upset you if I shared a theory that I have. Just a theory.
What? Go ahead.
Well, I believe that deep down,
yes,
if you peel back many, many, many layers, there is nothing you can do about it.
About what?
There is nothing that you can do that your heart beats Cubs blue. There is nothing,
negative,
and you can talk to me as
negative,
long as you want.
Negative, swear on my kid's life. It does not. You asked my wife last night. I watched regular programming. I went back and forth with the game. I'm not riveted to it. I was riveted when I got home to the Red Sox game.
But when you listen to what you say, you know, you're kind of like diminishing what the teams that are already there.
No, I'll do
and
the
then
same,
you're also dissing the Marlins
thing
a little
I'll
bit.
I'll do this, of course, because they suck.
You're a little angry.
I'll do the same thing. No, I'm not. I'll make the same argument in football.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say that I worked with this man years and years and years ago.
I was just
a man who had come into work with a full Cubs uniform.
Mike, I have battled demons. Rush Limbaugh battled demons, the Chicago Cubs.
No, listen, I'll make the same argument in football.
They're great fans, and that's and you will always be a Cubs fan to me. And they're wonderful fans. It's one of the best times I ever had at a baseball game was going to Wrigley Field.
But even
and
football,
I really felt for those people last night.
Even football is deluded. Even I will even say this, that the last Super Bowl that the Packers won, the one against the Patriots, it doesn't mean anything like the first 15 or 20 Super Bowls did. Because once you start getting 8,000 different teams in, and once you start getting...
I will get mad at me, but I will agree with you on football. I will tell you on baseball, you still have...
Oh, baseball's not watered down.
You still have the rivalries like the Red Sox and the Yankees, and the Cubs and things like that.
And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and all of the great franchises with the history.
No, there are more franchises now, but I mean, it's
and there are sucky franchises in football, too.
Well, there always have been.
Why does Phoenix need a team? You know, I turn on and I got that thing where I get all the games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Whenever I watch the Arizona Cardinals, seriously, more people listen to this radio show in Phoenix than go to those games, and our show is not on in Phoenix. there's nobody there. They have to do these crazy camera angles to show like one section where apparently it was, you know, buy one, get one free day. So it's watered down in the NFL too. And I'm just trying to set you up for the eventuality when the Red Sox do win tonight, but then do lose to the Marlins, know that they have lost to a lesser quality opponent.
You know, if I wasn't thinking a little squirrely right now, I'd think you were trying to hurt me in some way.
In no way.
You're trying to make me feel bad.
In no way. Negative.
You're saying
negative on that.
They will lose to a... you know, high school team if they go on and lose in the World Series.
Well,
see, I really think I've
your
got my
words
own,
not
right
on.
Now. Right now, I'm coping by I'm manufacturing within my own body my own kind of OxyContin right now.
I just like
just calm. It's nice to have a show where they're not playing in 15 minutes.
I just for the record. I just like effing with you.
Really, okay, there we go.
That's really all.
That's fine. That's fine. And you know,
I mean, I do to some extent think that watered down thing, but really, I just like effing with you. And I know
I'm still riding that high, so I'm still, you know, I'm. It's hard to eff with me today.
And I know it'll drive you nuts if they win and they lose to Florida. It would drive you nuts.
Here's what people don't understand, and I said this to people yesterday. I don't know if anybody understands it. It's more miserable for me when they have a lead than when they're behind. I know it makes no sense, but when I'm actually watching the game, it's a comfort zone that, hey, maybe they could come back. When they're in front,
you like,
it's
maybe
sick.
Because you're like the woman on Cops, you know. Please violate me, but at the same time, well, look, there's a can over there. Why don't you beat me over the head with the can while you're violating me?
I mean, if you would see me getting ready to come into work today and looking at all my Red Sox stuff and saying, no. No, that's not a good idea. No, that's bad luck. No, that's and just going through everything, it's silly.
With your backward psyche, which is worse, a World Series loss or a loss tonight?
A loss tonight.
Tonight would be worse.
Oh, yeah.
No.
See, tonight it's the
he doesn't know what it'll feel like to lose to Florida.
No, but I think he hates the Yankees so much.
No, the rivalry of the Yankees is it?
Hello,
what it is?
Don and Mike. Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike. How
hey,
are you?
We're doing great.
I just, well, first I wanted to agree with you, Don, about your theory on the Cubs there. That they were the ones that lost the game. It wasn't that fan that did it.
Of course, so that retard should, you know, take the free trip to Florida. What, Buzz?
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, no, the Cubs, you know, missed those runs afterwards, but and let them go. But I think the tide turned. I think their fortune changed mm-hmm. when that guy did that.
Well, then they're not good enough to.
It broke their concentration.
Then the Florida Marlins, you know, the Bad News Bears, yeah. they have a higher level of concentration than the Cubs.
Well, that's possible.
Right? Then half of them, they deserve to lose.
Well, plus, you know, the other thing too is. As good of a manager as Dusty Baker might be, at least I don't have to see him like chewing up.
Hold on, I got
all the time.
Listen, I'd love to talk.
Oh,
to you.
God, isn't it? It's tough when a team loses.
But I got a better one here for those of you who thought it was too nice yesterday. Hello,
Geronimo, you've got to be the biggest schmuck there is. Are you still smoking weed?
Yeah, lots of
Jesus.
What
do you think? Because there's more teams out there that now all of a sudden they don't mean anything. They're not.
Yes,
they're
that's
not
true.
High standard as the rest of them?
That's very true. I think the quality of play in virtually all major sports has disintegrated as as more teams come up, because let's face it, there's not enough good players for all the teams and all the sports.
Well, I agree with you there.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye,
teams.
Ass. Thank you, ass. Bye-bye. And thanks for bringing up the weed. Thanks very much.
There you go.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Very mellow today.
Yeah. I know.
I'm a bit of a wreck. There's part of me that will be glad when it's sold.
I'll take another one that says, "You crazy, Don." That's what it says on the screen. You crazy.
You are crazy, Don.
You crazy. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I know. Me crazy.
It's beyond weed. I think you've been smoking crack.
Me so crazy.
There's no way. If your team wins a championship today, I don't care if it's not 1965. It's still irrelevant to you.
No, it's. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that. And I guess I'm talking to Generation D. Generation
no.
dumbass
I'm
right 30, now.
I'm 38, buddy.
You're 30. Okay. And listen, you're not my buddy.
And
you're 38. I'm sorry that you don't understand the simple concept that because there used to be only 24 major league teams, and now there are 32, and God knows there used to be, I think, 8 hockey teams.
Well, you could make the argument that because there are more teams, it is even more difficult to win a world championship now.
Exactly.
Because you have to get through, especially in baseball, where there are many more teams, it's even a tougher challenge.
Excuse me, both of you. Apparently, there's something that I like in my life that obviously, and I'm just going to yell at him. Not at you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Quality over quantity. Quality over quantity.
Put the pipe down, Don.
Jesus, people. You know, emotions always, as Tim McIver would say, emotions are running high here.
The only crack pipe.
This is beginning to get my blood going a little bit. Right,
the only crack
slowly
pipe
but surely.
I saw today was when I went down and your wife was standing on the corner saying, please, please help me. And she did like the King Ralph thing where she had like a.
You have enough trouble. Pleasing your own wife. Don't worry about
now,
mine.
Boys, now this is degenerating.
I do not have problems pleasing my wife.
I listen to you. You tell it all the time, buddy.
It's another buddy. He gave you another buddy.
You're not buddy. My buddy. She listen, fishes, I no. guarantee you this. I give my wife more pleasure in 1 week
please.
Than you've given your wife in years.
Please, your wife probably hasn't had an orgasm since you first started banging her.
Really? Would you no. like to? Would you like to?
This is really
on that.
This is really degenerating,
Mr.
No.
Personal on the phone.
This is like, you know, this could be happening in some of your major stadiums right now. You know, between two guys, and all of a sudden,
I mean, now,
if you look over in section 30, there the cops, yeah. the security are taking two people out right now.
Keep in mind, I have come into this show since we came back from our contract situation.
Can't we all just get along?
I just want to let him know that. If
oh, man.
Well, now he doesn't have
torturous.
I thought he would.
It's been a fine postseason, and you know,
Jesus. Come
you know,
on,
you know, there's one for me. You
God.
Know, you know there's one for me just waiting, just around the corner. I'm waiting for that.
I want you to know that I came in to this, once we get the contract done, so I'm going to be happy, going to come in, going to just do a nice show,
happy,
make
fun.
Some laughs for people, not argue with people.
Right.
Listen, the fact is, I'm right, you're wrong, and if you want the ultimate proof of that, which one of us is sitting behind a microphone with millions listening, and which one of us is sitting in the fetal position right now, looking at the telephone going, God damn, I can't believe he just hung up on me.
Like, you know what? That was dispatched with a minimal amount of, you know, we're going from massacres that we used to have to quick surgical strikes. Yeah. And that was a surgical strike
clean.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my wife will give me permission to F your wife and give her the best orgasm she's ever had.
Well, maybe we can get him back on the line and we see if we can get a permission slip. We're
yeah,
lucky.
That's all right. We'll let it go.
Today.
Let it go. That's it. We got it. We got to hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Michael, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you play last night?
Did I play?
Yes.
What do you mean play? Like
were,
in the game?
Were you in the locker room? Were you in the dugout?
No. Am I saying we?
Why do you insist on saying we?
I apologize. I stand corrected. I will not make that mistake again.
Thank you, sir.
I hate people that do it. I hate people that do it. And I do it. And I've been slipping into it. And it's ridiculous. No,
thank
I have nothing to do with that game.
All right. Take
care. My team that I root for.
Good job. Goodbye.
No, I agree. When you're right, you're right.
Now, listen, well, I guess...
I would have agreed with him even if I wasn't in this, like, weird kind of OxyContin mood that I'm in today. I would have agreed with him anyway.
You got to do. You just have to back right down to the callers and say, that's it. You're correct.
You're right.
Yeah. And now I'm going to say we, because we are the team here.
Yeah. And one more word for that last guy.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
We will be. Well,
you know, Robbie. Really, these calls don't matter though because we have a lot more listeners now, so the fans are watered down of the show.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, I want everybody together to go ahead and say, "Penis, penis, penis, vagina, vagina, vagina." Come on, y'all, say it.
Penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
Well, good, great.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of Jim McBride, let me take this call first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike, how are you?
We're fine. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm also from Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
You're pissing me off.
Why?
If the Yankees lose tonight, I will come in tomorrow and you can shave my head.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Where are you in the southern part of the state? Are you a Yankee fan?
Actually, I'm from Norwich.
Okay, on the line. All right. All right, hold on.
That's where the Navigators, the Yankees' old farm team, Double A team, won.
You'll come in, so if the Red Sox beat the Yankees tonight, I can shave your head tomorrow?
That's absolutely, 100%.
That's free, right?
Yes.
That's fun.
And I tell you what, do we take him on his word? Do we take him at what he's saying?
I think because he's not making a bet that he's simply offering that we can do it that way.
Okay.
That way, if he doesn't show up, it's no big deal.
All right, you got it. And if you do happen to lose and you come down and do get your head shaved,
I'll cry like a baby.
We'll give you some kind of a prize.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. No, Rob, I'm not going to say that.
But he won't come, if the Red Sox win, he won't come down.
Rob wants me to say, shave it with a quattro. Because Mike is orgasmic because we have free
razors,
39-cent razors.
Oh, they're more expensive than that. Did you see this thing?
Yeah, they're much more expensive.
Look at that. It's ergonomic.
What is it, maybe $4?
Probably more than that, I would think, for the actual razor.
$7, probably.
Closer to seven.
Four blades.
Who am I to say, you know, what one man's treasure is another man's fortune?
They're $78.
Hi, darling.
Hi, my sweetheart.
All I know is that if there's a big box of them sitting out front, generally I don't want it.
Oh.
I don't know why.
You're lost. And I actually made them open the prize closet and give me some, and then Tammy said I could actually have the whole box with all of them in there.
Wow. Well, there you go.
And I might be going out, and I might be keeping the four that I already took and getting another, like, case.
They're great, right?
There is a commercial for a Quattro made by who, Mike?
Schick.
Schick. Made by Schick.
No
Schick
animal testing.
Quattro.
Hey, honey, and, you know, who knows?
Hey, I've been sorting through a whole bunch of stuff, and I've been finding all kinds of pictures of Mike and old plaques. You know, of course, with Mike's name on along with yours, and pictures of, you know, various women. It's been such a sweet trip down memory lane. I feel like I've grown up with Mike, too.
What do you mean? Pictures of
women he's known, I guess, right?
Oh, Mike's girls.
Yeah.
Are you Mike's women, his wives.
No, it's very sweet. It's been bringing back wonderful memories. And you guys at different appearances and holding on to Bart and Bart being two and talking in the microphone has been very nostalgic.
This is not why I called my wife. let me just say that my wife has an addiction to a show called Clean Sweep. mm-hmm. which is something like Trading Places, which okay. is what all those shows are like, something like Trading mm-hmm. Places. And in this one, they just get a real dicky British guy to come into someone's house where they've got just all their junk, mm-hmm. where they gut it. And well, he makes
no, it's just people that have so much clutter.
And he makes you put it into piles like yard sale, throwaway, keep, and then he plays little games with you because if you have too much junk in your keep pile, mm-hmm. he makes the keep pile smaller so that eventually you get rid of all the junk in your house. It's you know, it's the TLC thing.
You don't like it because you are a pack rat. If not for me. I mean, I clean out stuff.
Well, the problem is, darling, that you go through whatever whether it's Dr. Phil or Deepak, you know,
Chopra
or whatever it is, right now this is the phase you're in. You're in this clean sweep phase.
Or as I like to call them, Deepatch Oprah.
The whole house is just being turned upside down because she's going through boxes.
It's not being turned upside down. It's being cleaned out finally.
Saying, what do we need?
So much. You have got stuff you don't even know exists, and we have to save boxes of football jerseys and you...
Important stuff.
When you see the pictures of me with other people, do you feel a pang of sorrow for me?
No, not very sorry. It's not sorrow for you. I think, I liked her.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Oh, and the jersey.
Thanks a lot. I knew she was working me.
I want to hold on to the...
You picked nice, I mean, except... I understand. Believe me, I sympathize with the various problems that you've had with various women. But to me, you know, as just for being sociable, agreeable, they were nice women.
Thank you. I agree with you.
And I'm sure the next one will be someone I'll like, too.
I don't want to go there.
Especially if you let, you know, my husband and Buzz pick her out. That'll be helpful.
Baby, don't push him on the Bachelor thing today. Let's wait till they lose.
All right.
Wait until they lose.
Yeah. No, after
really
all, he's
down,
in a good mood.
Vulnerable.
Till he's really down. And I meant no offense to the fine chick Quattro.
Of course not. Wonderful product.
It's just me. You know, you want a free razor? Not really. I got a nice electric razor at home.
See, I've just recently stopped doing the electric thing, and that's why I kind of got excited about it.
Mike was very excited. Came in with, like, how many you got there?
I got four.
Mm-hmm. You got four, but you got a box waiting
out
front.
Can I give the people at Schick just another little plug here? It's also got the, which you don't see in the modern plastic wrapping, it's got the easy press-open access, which really, how many people have tried to open... Say an electric razor.
Oh, you know, the packaging.
And you have to cut that right. hard plastic.
Yes.
I think that's terrific. God bless them.
That's great.
Whatever woman I would settle on would have to like a razor like this.
The reason I called my wife, and poor Jim McBride is still waiting on the phone here. She's out in the car today, and she's driving around. She calls him. She says, "You're not going to believe what I just heard on WMAL, which is our local right-wing radio station that runs Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity." And I was telling you about, after this thing with Rush happened, they weren't taking any kind of stance that was even remotely down the middle of the road. Everything was, poor Rush.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that. When you said that to me, I said, you know, nobody's going to run down someone who has got an addiction. I mean, people didn't... You know, you just don't do that. It's bad karma and it's bad form. But what they did was so...
Darling, people are still running me down even today on this very show.
You are very sensitive. Oh, I heard that. But that's not intelligent, people. That's just some doofus to think.
She'll tell you, even when I'm sober as a judge, I've always maintained... All sports are watered down. That's why you have to keep the jerseys in the basement that you won't get rid of, because they're the ones... from when the game mattered.
Is that right? Well, why do you have to keep the Star Trek uniform?
Because...
It's back when TV mattered.
Because it's real.
Yeah,
it's not a fake one.
They did water down Star Trek. You could use the same argument for Star Trek.
Yes, they did. So she's driving around today. She's listening to MAL. She calls me up. Tell everybody the exact promo you heard today.
That's why this is ridiculous. That's why I made Bart get you out of the bathroom so I could tell it to you, because I knew I wouldn't remember it later. But it went something like... some people are liars. And then it had a clip of Clinton saying, I did not have sexual intercourse with or sexual relations with that woman, you know, and they had that Monica Lewinsky clip. Some people tell the truth. I have a, and then they have a clip of Rush Limbaugh saying, he said, I have an addiction. I'm not proud of it. Please pray for me. I'm going into, you know, whatever he said on his show.
Yeah.
And then it said, Rush Limbaugh taking responsibility. Well, yeah, after he got caught.
Yeah. Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and Clinton, yeah. after he got caught, admitted it too.
You know what the yeah. sad thing is about that? That his minions,
cabbage,
his little
by my cabbage
gerbils that follow him and would walk into fire for the guy. Mm. That nobody will pick up on the hypocrisy of that.
But the
promo.
Thing is, no. but the thing is, this is not like a grassroots thing being done by. And I don't mean no, please, no bad feelings towards the real grassroots million selling bands of the '60s.
Another one of your addictions.
But the people who listen to the sycophants who listen to him,
right.
You're talking about, this is the radio station that runs a show.
Corporate.
They're promoting it like it was a good thing. That
Absolutely.
Whole incident. So
how dare they bring Clinton?
How honest he is.
I mean, my God. To bring Clinton back into it.
Pretty funny.
That's just embarrassing.
And you know, Clinton denied it until he was caught, too.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he just decided to get this off his chest. And I even feel bad for the guy. I mean, in the same way I wouldn't put down Matthew Perry or anybody that's addicted to anything. It's horrible. I feel bad for him. But you don't make it out like, you know, this was a good thing, and he did this just to show us in another way how to be a stellar human being.
I mean, the way you described that promo, I can't believe they're putting that on the air.
I do, because it's the whole thing.
What a bunch of things.
It's unbelievable. I bet you get 10 calls now if anyone heard that telling
you. I really hope that even people of that political, you know, bent, I mean, the you know, right-wing politics, which you hear so much on the radio, mm-hmm. the from those talk shows, I hope there's a little backlash with that. Because
it
I think really
be.
there are a lot of...
I don't think there will be.
I don't think there will be.
I don't think there will be.
I think there will be. I mean,
Darling.
I have nothing against the man. I don't agree with his politics, but I feel bad for him. And it makes me mad.
As do I, but I told the truth. Unlike Slick Willie, Wilma, my cabbage.
Here are the little blues.
Little blues.
Where are the little blues?
All right, baby.
All right,
thank you. Thank you for your help. I love you.
Okay, love you too. And what that man said is not true, my darling.
Huh. There you go. You hear that? You know what that means? Giving her an orgasm. Given her more than one. We've been married 22 years. I would estimate I've given her at least 7. At least 7.
Good for you, Don. Congratulations.
In 22 years.
Well, let's not go crazy. All right. Goodbye,
Steve. Yeah.
Bye, baby.
Now, standing by. I've been patiently waiting. My apologies to Jim. Jim McBride, James McSkin. He has the world's greatest website, I had too many W's there.
That's fine.
MrSkin.com. He is to pornography, and let me say, to low-level pornography.
Nudity. How about to frontal nudity?
Yeah. To soft core.
Yes.
He is to soft core what the grassroots were back when pop music mattered.
Before it got watered down.
Here is Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Sorry about the delay there.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's see. MrSkin.com. Now, you have something here that I had already seen on the site, and I'm so glad you have it. I'll wait until we get to the moment. Let me just give Mike a hint, because I know it's one of your all-time favorite movies.
Okay.
And really one of the weirdest pictures I've ever seen on MrSkin.com,
mm-hmm.
from the Paul Newman movie Slapshot with the Hansen brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll get
great.
To that.
Good, oh, yeah. God, what a great movie.
There is something about that, and this is why his website is so great. You can go there and type in the keyword Slapshot,
mm-hmm.
the movie with Paul Newman.
Right.
And immediately, you get any nude scenes. Now, I didn't know that there were nude scenes.
I don't remember them from Slapshot.
There is a nude scene, and there is a still photo from a nude scene with Paul Newman and the woman he's shacking up with. And I just want to tell you in advance, she's got the funkiest, most disformed right nipple that I've ever seen.
Really?
It's one of those things that, one of the many times I was just sitting there just typing in stuff, it came up.
Yep.
And I saw it.
Oh.
And, Rob.
That's
right. They both came up.
I see what
and
you
I mean. Saw it.
Sure.
So that's coming up. Jimmy, what's it? Now, this Mystic, Clint Eastwood Mystic River, whatever it is, that's this weekend. No nudity, right? Because it's like an art film?
Well, Mystic River actually is coming out next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm actually going to be reviewing it next week, and there is some skin in it. So,
are there any grown-up movies coming out this week?
I hear it's watered down.
The two I wanted to talk about today is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There you go.
Yeah.
Count on a little nudity there, can't you?
Well, you know what? It's an R-rated horror flick, and it's actually even bloodier and more violent than the 1974
version,
which is amazing. But you know, actually, if you ever watch that 74 version again, it really is more scary than bloody and gory. It's more.
I think it's one of the scariest horror movies I've ever seen.
But it's not really a lot of gore. This one has more, and there was no nudity in the original. But I was very surprised there was no nudity in this updated version. But it's still a cool flick. Still a cool flick. But if you're going there to see naked chicks, it isn't going to happen. Now,
not even a good shower scene.
No, there's no nudity.
What the hell are they afraid of? I mean, now even a movie like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't understand that. I mean, what are directors doing now? Are they just worried about censorship? Or, well, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's the same thing I've been saying for a while. Like, it's no problem at all to put in violence and death and scary stuff like that. But the second there's a breast, the rating really gets screwed up.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird. So
more gory than the last Democratic convention. Nice. Thank you, Rob.
So, anyway, the...
yeah, okay. Sorry, that kind of stopped the room for a second. Yeah.
So I'd like to credit Rob on the really funny ones.
I'd like to give Rob a writing credit.
There you go. And he wrote it on two post-its. More gore than the last Democratic convention. And he put it up there, and I looked at him like, huh? And he gave me the look like,
sure.
Funny, killer stuff.
Yeah.
Killer
show, like, jump back about a half an hour.
I know.
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, good. No problem. Just enjoying it.
Okay.
Let me just balance that out, though, by telling you something Rob did say to me, a joke we missed yesterday on the show, which did make me laugh out loud, about Roy Horn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rob and I were talking about how Roy Horn is paralyzed.
Right.
It's going to make it very hard for him to do sleight of hand now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to have, what was the other one? Oh, he's going to have a real problem with misdirection. You know, like where a magician says, look over here while I... He's going to be screwed.
Tales from the dark side.
Just when we were talking today, we were coming up with jokes. Will, we missed some jokes yesterday.
Yes, of course.
We missed some good jokes. And this is one that made the year. That shouldn't have made the year. Right, so, Jim, I'm sorry.
Well, no, no problem. But
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, there's two girls in it that guys are going to want to know a little more about. One is named Erica Learson. I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Now, she's not a big name at all, but you may remember, if you're a fan of The Sopranos, remember the debut episode of season 3 when Carmela and Adriana were doing tennis lessons with that girl,
and the girl
was hitting on Adriana?
Yes,
right. That's Erica. And just to give you a kind of a frame of reference who she is and what she looks like, she looked really hot in that tennis outfit. Well, when they did the original Blair Witch, it was a big hit, and then they quickly followed with a Blair Witch 2. Now, in Blair Witch 2, Erica Lear Hazen, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, she went full frontal in that. Now, the only problem was it was a video within the movie, which is always bad. Anytime you're watching a video or a film within a film, it's usually pretty grainy. But she was full frontal nude in it.
Now, in the video that they were watching...
It's like she might have used the chic quattro.
Is she walking through a waterfall there? I mean, do you get that effect on yours as well, Mike?
Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
Right around
in the lower right-hand corner?
Yeah, she was actually outside. Yeah, she was in the woods. It was a film of her in the woods, so I don't know what she was next to. But
she might not use that quattro.
Yeah.
Take a close look.
It's hard to say. Do you think she...
I know, that's the problem, and I wanted to stress her only career nudity is full frontal, but it's grainy because it's the video within a movie, which is never good.
Right. Very small breasts also.
Oh, yeah, she's in the tiny T club.
All right, let's move on.
So, and then the other hot babe in that is Jessica Biel, who a lot of guys know from Seventh Heaven. Mm-hmm. And she's only 21, has yet to do her first nude scene, but she kind of steals this movie in terms of she's always in a white tank top and looking very voluptuous. So the best I could give you guys, she did, back when she was 18, she did Gear Magazine, and she posed and she had her hands over her breasts.
She was a whore.
Yeah, I think she must have small hands because they didn't cover much of her breasts.
I'll just say this, from this picture we're seeing of Jessica Biel, you don't have to face.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say that.
Mm-hmm. Wilbur!
Yeah.
You think she's got... She looks like she's one of the, like, big mouth people, right? That you don't like?
What movie is that from?
Wilbur!
Mr. Ed?
You think she's horse-faced?
No. Yes, I do. And Buzz, what was your question about?
Jessica Biel. What movie was she in? Was she nude?
Buzz is on your side.
Well, no. Jessica Biel has not been naked, but she was in Gear magazine posing.
That's Gear, I guess.
I sent you that just to see who she is. So, no nudity in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but Erica Larsen and Jessica Biel are the two hot babes in the movie.
Don't mind Buzz, Jim.
His Avon
products just came in.
He's trying to keep up.
There's another movie opening tomorrow called Runaway Jury. It's the new PG-13 movie based on the John Grisham novel. Now,
right.
It stars John Cusack and Gene Hackman, who I've figured out now every fourth movie that comes out, Gene Hackman is in it. And,
really?
and a hot babe from the UK named Rachel Weisz.
Mm.
I know guys are going to see this. They've seen the ads on TV and want to know more about her. No nudity in Runaway Jury, but back in 1998, she did a movie called...
Nice Bush.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It should have been called... The name of the movie should have been called Nice Bush, but it's called I Want You. It's a 1998 movie, and... You know, it's funny because normally I would call that, you know, that position is, you know, full frontal, but it really isn't because it's the rare instance where you show bush but not breast. She's wearing a bra with no pants. So it's kind of cool. It's a kind of different look. Of course, we'd want full frontal, but if you're going to choose between top shelf or bottom shelf, I think she chose the right way to go there. So again,
if you're interested in the movie Runaway Jury, Rachel Weisz, Weisz,
mm-hmm.
That's the name you click in, and you will see more bush than the last Republican convention.
Oh, God, there we go. Yeah. A little better on that one.
Thank you.
Sexy. She's super hot, and you guys will be wanting to know about her, so check it out. She's done a lot of movies where she was naked, but this is her best, so check it out. So as far as the DVD and new releases, they released last week the movie Heaven's Prisoner for the first time on DVD. Now, it's a 1996 movie, and it stars Alec Baldwin and Eric Roberts. But the reason you want to check this movie out is at the 40-minute mark, Lois and Clark's Terry Hatcher gets completely naked on a balcony.
Really? Let me just say something. Get ready to be disappointed pancake breasts.
Okay.
All right, Jim, I'm sorry if I stole
No, that's exactly because this is what I wanted to talk about. There is huge debate at the skin offices and around the country. Some guys are really bummed by this. Others think it's cool that it's her natural look. But Terry Hatcher is completely nude, walks out on a balcony in broad daylight. Now, it's too bad that railing, if it was another... you know, inch lower or an inch higher, we would have saw Terry's hatch hair, but we do not. but there is a lot of debate. The breasts are a little funky. Now, the reason is she got into a whole, like, weight loss thing, anorexia-type thing during Lois and Clark, and this was kind of while that was going on. So she's there's definitely not the support of the breasts that she had earlier in her career.
All right, again, guys.
Bit of a disappointment.
You want to see Terry Hatcher's real boobs, Terry Hatcher movie Heaven's Prisoners, you go to MrSkin.com and you'll see those. You'll see those dog toys there. All right.
And then a couple other things. The show Newlyweds on MTV, Nick and Jessica, is become very popular, and Jessica Simpson has become the poster child for stupid blonde babes. But I will say this. Of course she's kind of a moron, but this girl, she has huge natural breasts.
She does.
They did an episode a couple weeks ago where they went swimming with the dolphins, and she was in her bikini, and she was pulling the wetsuit up on her to go in the water, and she had to, like, jump up and down.
And, man, do her boobs go up.
Oh, man. Well, and the thing is, I don't really show you guys the video clips when I come on, but you guys are looking at the pics, but the video clips are even more amazing because it's Jessica Simpson bouncing up and down in her bikini. It's amazing.
And the last still photo we have, she has a smile on her face as if she's saying, look at them.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at these breasts.
Yeah, if there was any question whether they were fake or real, we can now conclude they're real after the bouncing wetsuit incident.
Fantastic.
From a couple weeks ago.
Now let's go to Slapshot.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now, they released Last week they released the A Christmas Story. It's a two-disc special edition, tons of special features.
Oh, wow. I want to get that.
Well, it is cool because it's the movie, you know, Ralphie and his Red Ryder BB gun.
It's the greatest. I mean, that's one of the great, great cult followings of cinema.
Well, what's even better to enjoy this movie even more is if
you know, I've just figured out, is this Ralphie's mom?
Yes.
Oh.
And that's what makes it so cool.
And now, who knew that Ralphie's mom
I'm not really sure
was
I
in Slapshot and...
I don't want to see.
No. You want to take a look at her left nipple. It'll be on your right when you see the scene.
Yes.
What's her name, Jim?
Melinda Dillon. Melinda Dillon is her name, and she played Ralphie's mom.
What is that?
Well,
that's a funky nipple.
This is 1977. This was about 7 years before she did this movie. And I got to say, these, say what you want about the breasts, they're the most amazing banana upslopers I've ever seen.
Wow.
They start down like they're going to disappoint you, and they rally and come right back up.
Is that like, it looks like there's, what's going on with that right one?
They're huge and they're real, but they totally have a weird shape to them. They like go down and then curve back up. They're amazing.
Interesting.
T-slopes. She's got T-slopes.
Both of these movies are like cult, people are nutty cult classics about these Christmas stories.
There's no nudity in A Christmas Story.
You want to see,
point that
no,
you want to see Ralphie's mom, you go to another cult classic, Slapshot.
Right.
And you put it all into MrSkin.com and you're going to see, I don't know what, it looks to me like righty is really more right than lefty is left.
And it's cold in there. Well, it's a hockey movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was, for those who watch remember the movie, she was Hanrahan, the goalie's wife that Paul had the affair with.
That's right. That's right.
But those boobs look like Bob Hope's nose.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks like the big ski slope.
I want to tell you.
Well, Jim, it's been interesting and great this week.
Great report this week. Interesting stuff.
Jessica Simpson, very good. Guys, I'd have to say, really, it's disappointing, but you want to check it out. Terry Hatcher's real boobs in the movie Heaven's Prisoners. Buzz, how would you rate Terry Hatcher's real knockers?
In that movie, not well, but there are pictures of her from another movie where she looks really good.
The Cool Surfer.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Cool
surfer.
And I'm kind of down with the Jessica Simpson bouncing up and down.
Yeah, there's something for everyone.
There you go.
Anyway, it's the world's greatest website. I'm there all the time, www.mrskin.com. There he is, James McSkin. Jimmy McBride. Thanks, Jim.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, see you next week.
That was bye-bye. A good report.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, he is always good, but he had extra special chock full of, like, big bushes. And
real interesting
and
stuff.
Weird. I mean, like, the girl... Now, see, I had seen this because I get the email saying this is what we're going to have on the show.
Right.
I saw this, and until he said A Christmas Story,
mm-hmm.
I've been looking at the picture of the face of the woman, but mainly looking at the weird, as Jim said, banana-like breasts. I didn't realize until then... It's Ralphie's mom.
Yeah. It looks like somebody's, you know, tied a string to her and everyone was pulling on it like a marionette.
Too much rimming.
That breast.
Oh, God, Buzz.
That breast Buzz. Is very fragile.
You get your Avon products and you just go nuts.
So what Avon products did you get there, Buzz?
I got some lip liner. I got a little purse. Movie comes in.
Why'd you get that?
They're sending up to newsrooms across America to publicize their breast cancer awareness campaign.
Oh, very good.
There are other little products in there, too, but I did get some lip liner, so that's what.
He'll use it.
Little bear.
Just keep it out of your eyes, Buzz.
All right.
Keep it out of your eyes. Well, you know, he had pink eye there.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. Oh, what a hoot and so totally refreshing.
Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
So how'd you like that, Robbie?
Nice.
That was nice, huh?
Smooth.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean that. I meant what happened during the commercials. That I went out to take a squirt.
Right.
And I came back in the studio, and Rob was on the hotline,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking in a way, it's almost like that, hi, Mrs. Cleaver, you have a really nice dress on.
Little Eddie Haskell-ish.
Mm-hmm. And I immediately knew he was not speaking to his wife.
Right.
So, well, you know, I do the same thing.
It's the politeness.
Uh-huh. And I hear right away, yes, okay, well, I will. Yes, I will. And I know immediately... this is now my wife
mm-hmm.
calling Rob
mm-hmm.
to yell at Rob.
Wow.
And here's what she says to me. There are, you know, my wife and Rob's wife have formed a society.
Right.
Right now, there's only two women in the society.
The great, extraordinarily powerful alliance.
They're very powerful, Buzz. They're trying very hard to pull Marcia into this.
I think they can do it.
And I don't know what they do at the meetings. They plan against us. They plot against us.
Yeah. They brew things.
They talk about, our, you know.
They make potions. The VIW?
Yeah, the vision. The
violently insane.
Violently, visually insane. Yeah, violently insane wives club. They laugh at our misfortunes.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, one of the things my wife said to me a couple of days ago was, here, I have a couple of boxes
mm-hmm.
that I need to give to Carrie. That's Rob's wife,
mm-hmm.
who, if Reed and Carrie talk on the phone, I mean, I talk on the phone with Rob maybe five or six times a day.
Mm-hmm.
They talk longer with less phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have two phone calls, but their phone calls last for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You know, mine with Rob on both ends. It's just boom, boom, boom. Here's what you got. Boom, hang up. So anyway, she says to me, you got to bring these boxes into work because you got to give them to Rob.
Are they all filled with, like, ingredients and stuff? Or,
I don't know.
Wiccan recipes or something?
I said, okay. Carry the stuff up, put mm-hmm. it in my car, bring it to work. Say to Rob,
uh-huh.
get in here, hey, I got some junk in my car that I'm supposed to give you. He said, we'll get it later.
Yeah.
I said, all right, no problem. So yesterday I go home, and there's not a really big deal, but this morning I wake up, and my wife's got the wireless, the hands-free, the can-you-hear-me-now thing, the Madonna
right.
thing on.
Mm-hmm. Time Life operator.
She's walking around, and she's outside. We're outside with the dogs and our kid, and she goes past my car, and she goes, oh, my. And she lifts up the back door of the mm-hmm. thing, of the SUV, like there's a dead body back there. She's
right.
You never gave those boxes to Rob.
Oh, my right. God.
And I said, I told you that I told him I had them, and he said, yeah, we'll get to it.
Right.
And so here's the point. I come in during a commercial break. He's on the phone with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is not called to talk to me.
No.
My wife has called to yell at Rob.
For leaving the boxes in your car.
To tell Rob to take the boxes mm-hmm. home.
A gentle reminder, and
yes.
it will be taken care of.
And did she say to you the part about what made her think of calling in?
Yes, she did.
Do you want to repeat that? Go ahead. Go ahead.
The commercial for lawn care?
Yes.
Where they make it sound like a guy's lawn is going bald?
Right.
She said that made her think of me.
So there was a compliment thrown in with the request?
Not really.
No, she's saying Rob's exactly. going bald.
And I
that
said,
was
no.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Mike.
I don't think that's funny at all.
See,
Mike.
You guys don't even hear the jokes sometimes. You get so wrapped up in this covenant that these women have.
Here I am, here's forgetful and balding. And
I know.
I just can't see the joke.
You're put upon, Rob, is what you are.
Yes. So pretty.
Yes.
So put upon.
It is a supreme violation
uh-huh.
that now my wife is calling Rob to yell at him.
Directly.
And yes. here's what I know is going to happen. I already have this relationship with Buzz's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't play the card all the time, the cunny card. But occasionally, over the years, when I've spoken to Buzz's wife,
mm-hmm.
she's ordered me to do things or
oh, yeah.
told me, you know.
He's very bossy.
How come you didn't tell Frida that I had called?
Yeah.
I said, I left it on the machine, you
yeah.
know, for example.
She's tough.
Well, you didn't tell Frida that I had called, and Frida didn't get the message. So I'm used to being bossed around by Buzz's wife.
Yeah, she does.
And I know that my wife, even though she, you know, professes her love for Buzz, she has no problem bossing him around, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rob, now it's nice to know you've been brought into this.
It, you know, I have never been bossed around by your wife, and maybe it's the reason I'm where I am in life right now. You know, I mean, we've never had that
lucky,
lucky man,
lucky.
In fact, my conversations
play the lottery.
But my conversations with your wife, although pleasant, I still and maintain that I fear her, and I think she knows that even when we have a non-bossy conversation, that underneath it. I fear and respect her, much like Patton's troops did.
Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something, that I know the enemy here. I'm used to Frida. I love her more than anything. I'm also very fond of Buzz's wife, Marcia, and I'm used to her.
Mm-hmm.
I know that very soon the last invisible line is going to be crossed,
oh.
and Rob's wife is going to call to yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be an amazing day.
That way, and it's going to happen. You can put money on it.
Eventually,
that,
yes.
That
it,
even,
it will come when she experiences the realization that Frieda is the boss.
Right.
That's true. And you remember, there's really no way to fight it. You just have to take it.
That's
no,
right.
And you know, with no offense to Rob's wife, there have been times she has never outright yelled at me, like my wife yelled at you, or like Buzz's wife has yelled at me.
Right.
But I will say this, Carrie has lectured me.
Right.
She has lectured me.
Really?
She has.
Well, the story
begins. Out of character.
She has.
Terribly out of character.
She has lectured me. Now, I know that I'm not getting the full-blown Rob A. lecture, one that she would give you.
You'd remember that.
Hey, I have a question, because I'm the only unmarried guy now. Am I the fall guy, really? Do you still use me if something goes down? I mean, that doesn't happen like it used to, right?
No.
I was going to tell you guys, feel free.
Well, here's the deal.
Because I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Back in the day when we would, you know, go out and do our stuff and do the shows and get real drunk.
Yeah, we did. Don and I did it to each other.
It was always, and it was a...
So is the other guy. Yeah, Don wanted to stay out.
An unspoken rule between Mike and myself that when you got home, you would always say it was the other guy's fault.
Right.
You couldn't leave your buddy.
That's a great rule.
And no matter how drunk you were, mm-hmm. no matter how awful you were, no matter how many toilet bowls you broke,
mm-hmm.
you always said, at least I always said, but Mike was like twice as drunk as I was.
Yeah, right.
And I'm sure you on me.
Yeah, I said, you know, hey, the reason is, you know, I'm not going to leave Don when he's, you know, when he wants the party to continue.
And I would
I used that many times when you left a good 2 hours before I did.
And I would always say, you know Mike.
Yeah, it's Mike's fault. Look, he's an animal.
Can't leave him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave him. I just had to make sure he got into the cab okay.
Right.
You know, when meanwhile we would have parted company 5 hours
easily.
Earlier.
Easily.
No, but it's different. I'm telling you, and just watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
All of us.
Any of you that are thinking about getting married and then staying married and having friends and becoming friends with those people. But just be very careful, because eventually they cross over all the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any benefits of being married to Buzz's wife or being married to Rob's wife.
Right.
I'm beginning to truly enjoy my nomadic lifestyle.
And they don't get any of the joys that I get, but we all share when they have their meetings.
Mm-hmm. I'm at peace.
Good.
I truly am.
Now you're happy.
But I know, you know, I come from there, so I know the dangers. I know the minefields that you have to dance around sometimes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, you missed the most important part.
What?
Now that they've formed an alliance for themselves, they're going to break up you and Robbie, too.
No.
That's coming. That's coming.
I don't think that's possible.
No, they won't do that.
No, they have to. That is an inseparable bond.
They can use that.
I'll tell you, though.
They might put pressure on you, mm-hmm. but I don't think they could break you up.
My wife, seriously, the other day I was on the telephone, and I was talking to my son down in college. She had no idea who I was on the phone with. I was laughing and making jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end, I said, okay, well, be safe. I love you. I'll talk to you later. She said, until you said I love you, I would have bet anything you were talking to Rob on the phone.
So you don't do what you do in the studio when you say goodbye to Rob?
No, Mike, that's just for you.
Not
that's
in front of Frieda.
And that's not goodbye. It's just so long.
I'm telling you, it's all part of the master plan. They drive away all your friends, then they split up your only last alliance, and then you're by yourself. And then when you're by yourself, they dump you.
Now, hold on a second.
Well, I can't say that.
All right. I don't think that
you're talking about the wrong guys.
I don't think that we feel that way. I just know that it's some type of a violation of evolution that my wife is calling Rob to yell at him to get something out of my car that she made me bring in.
Well, she knows the alliance that you have with Rob, and so she feels comfortable enough to that you're kind of an extension.
Yeah.
Rob is kind of an extension of you.
They use that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rob, I and that is not good news, because I think that maybe means you're going to be getting yelled at on a regular basis.
That's true. But at least I'll get those boxes out of the car.
Very well could happen. So you think
Frieda is definitely the alpha female. She is the head turns the neck.
Who is?
There's no question.
Who is?
Frieda's the
alpha female.
She's the Uber woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
So, do you think we're really going to do that today, Rob? What do you think?
Oh, I think we will.
You think so?
Get the boxes?
Yeah.
You know, it might just be a statement, now that we've talked about it on the radio, if we didn't today.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you don't want that.
Right. I'll be honest. I think I'm very curious about the content of the boxes. I mean, nobody seems to want to say what's in the boxes, and I don't want to press.
Mike, it's very simple. Nazi memorabilia.
The kicking and the screaming, the muffled screaming stop from the boxes.
My God, it's a human head.
And I'd like to issue a thought, is that if we choose to make a statement, maybe today's not the day.
Okay. All right. Tells me that this man's already lost the battle at home today.
Wow. You don't want to do that.
You can lose a battle and win a war, you know.
Boy, somebody's going to be getting those boxes out in the next commercial break.
I'm going to zip them home, actually, before the end of the show.
Hello.
There you go.
Don and Mike's show. Hello, Corey.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys that...
You know, hold on, Corey, let me just say, okay. You know, there's no way of interpreting that. When you say something like, you're the best, and Mike said, thanks, and I said... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've stated this a fact.
Yes. Well, I was kind of thinking about Hart Heim Feldman. So that's why I said thank you. I was really playing in my own mind the Corey game.
No fair then. you've given me like no chance to catch up here for playing the. If I would have to say Corey Dillon, Corey Schlesinger.
Who's Corey Schlesinger?
He is a fullback for the Detroit Lions.
And Corey Dillon's a football player also.
Plays for the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, but see, other than that, I'm tapped on Corey.
Corey Feldman?
No, Mike had Corey. See,
I had Heim Feldman Hart.
Mm-hmm. Corey Haim? When they were Corey Haim, they were on the same time.
Mike had it.
You say Haim, I say Haim. Are you listening? Are we listening to the same show, sir?
Well, what'd you call us say?
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Me and my fiance.
Christ.
And
you win.
We're engaged, and my best friend is married to her sister, so...
That's Jesus, Mike. Not Jesus.
Sam Staley.
So what I'm saying is...
The King, the Savior.
Our Savior.
The Chosen One.
Here. Mary and Joseph.
Okay, all right, yeah. Christ who died for our sins.
Okay.
And then we're playing the Jesus game.
You've lapped me.
H. Christ.
That's a winner. Right there, that's a winner. Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, you were telling a story, sir?
Yeah. That I'm engaged in, and my best friend is married to my fiance's sister. So, when...
Yeah,
you know,
hold
like
on.
The other call-
I'll come right back.
Put it in letter form.
Hold on just a second. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Is this Don and Mike?
Hold on, I want to talk to you, but I see we have a winner, a guy who's been waiting online now. We have 12, 18, 19 lines. We have a guy who has been waiting on hold for 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 30 seconds. We must go there to see what is so vital.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
You've been waiting for an hour, 16.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys on my speakerphone. It's been pretty exciting.
Okay.
I got to listen to the WJFK commercials.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm totally off topic at this point, an hour and 16 minutes late. All I wanted to say was...
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, but, you know, he said it himself. He was off topic.
I think what he wanted to say was, go Red Sox.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Patrick. Let's get back to Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
How you guys doing? It's a long time. You guys used to be on WMEW, and unfortunately, you're no longer there, so the metro area waves suck in the evening hour. You guys
years ago, Patrick, in a rearview mirror, my friend.
You're sadly missed.
Well, that station, that station's going to turn around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. You know, we could do a whole break on that if you wanted
to. We really could.
Yeah, you might want to call that a blink moment.
Yeah.
But
we got a real helper here on the phone. You know,
the more women that get involved.
We appreciate all of our listeners.
We do.
And I want you. No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
So you appreciate us, and you abuse us all, rightfully so.
No, go ahead, make your point.
Well, no, I was just saying...
We appreciate all of our listeners, and we've been trying real hard to get more. Hey, go ahead.
The more women that are involved with you guys...
We have been trying.
Okay, just think about it. Does that make it like...
To put more thought and effort into making this a happier show for everybody to listen
right.
to.
Right, notice.
With less arguing and just coming in and goofing around.
We stayed with this caller, we'd probably get a little annoyed, and that's why we kind of... Took our microphones off of, you know.
Are you still there? Hello?
Sir?
Patrick?
I think I am.
Oh, very.
Patrick, you gotta keep going. We're just listening to you.
Oh, I know. Can you put the ping pong going on? Something?
The what?
Can we put the what on?
Patrick, what's happening here? You're what are you doing?
He hung up.
Well,
what I was going to say while we were had the microphones turned on is that we're not going to yell at stupid people anymore.
That's right.
We were trying not to.
Not necessary.
We're desperately trying not to.
It's a happy place now.
We're trying very desperately to make this, you know, the spot where you get done with the day and at work and you just get in your car and you're just here to laugh.
Yeah.
You're just here to laugh. But every once in a while, one of those people slips through and the old me comes back.
And we get right back on track with the HLJC.
Which is?
Happy Land Jolly Club. There you go.
I like Don and Mike's show.
Yes, hello. I'd like to apologize for that last call by stating his mother's a whore.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Jesus thanks you. Hello, Don and Mike's show. And Jesus loves the little children.
He does.
In case you're wondering.
All the children.
The J-Man.
He's just all right with me.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Schwarzenegger. Hi.
Okay. That's sampling real Arnold, right?
Yeah, it's a guy with a voice box thing. With a... What was that?
Hi. First, I would like to just get to know you. Who are you? What's the matter? Fuck are you?
Was that a bad word?
I don't think so. I've heard this sound card before. Is this Last Action Hero?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Right, okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, you got it all wrong with this professional athlete today thing.
Oh, now we're moving backwards again, but go ahead, very quickly.
Yes, I can. I can give you my argument with one word, steroids. These guys are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they're awesome.
They're smarter, I'll tell you that.
And they will always beat you.
Warren Sapp would, Warren Sapp would take one hit on Bart Starr. He'd go to pick up his helmet, his head'd still be in there.
Okay. You keep thinking that, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You keep thinking that. See, the problem is that if you want to get serious about it, Warren Sapp would have to get through Jerry Kramer, Fuzzy Thurston,
yep.
Jim Ringo, Forrest Gregg, the great members of that Green Bay line. I don't necessarily know if and Warren Sapp is great in today's watered-down NFL.
And they'd be poking his eyes out, too.
Yeah,
Wait a minute now. 15 years ago, there was like maybe 10 guys who were over 300 pounds. Today, there's over 200.
Correct.
These guys are huge.
And that means exactly what the Denver Broncos have, the smallest offensive line in football, yet have the top-ranked running game, something like 5 of the last 6 years.
Well, because all of them are faster, too. I mean, all these guys are just the athletes. The level
you're forgetting one very important concept that doesn't exist any longer.
What's that?
Biting.
Thanks, guys. Right.
They did back in the day.
They bit.
I'm going to go way back, but... Does anybody remember my man from your St. Louis football Cardinals, Conrad Dobler?
Conrad Dobler, known still to this day as the dirtiest player in the NFL.
Was he the greatest?
And, you know, Deardorff was right up next to him, too.
Yeah, but Deardorff would always get away with it because
right.
he was always next to the worst player in football.
Conrad Dobler and those names.
Yeah.
You know, another great football name, an old one, Dyron Talbert.
Yeah,
yeah,
for the Redskins and the Cowboys.
These are guys that you would have seen in like a Stephen King Shawshank Redemption prison.
Hello, Aaron. Last call here. Aaron.
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing very well, Aaron.
Just for the record, Dan Dierdorf is an a-hole. I just want to talk about, you're talking about white women trying to break things up.
Why do you think Dan Dierdorf's an a-hole?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not arguing the point, but why do you think?
I couldn't stand him on Monday Night Football. I'm so glad he's gone.
I didn't like him on Monday Night Football, but he was a... Believe me, a very dirty player.
Oh, he was a hell of a player. He was very dirty. I was talking about Monday Night Football-wise. He was just an a-hole.
He was also one of those closet homosexuals, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, and Deardorff?
The thing you need to keep in mind is there have been so many people on Monday Night Football that it's really been watered down.
Before you say whatever you're going to say, where are you calling from? We'll give you a prize.
Yeah. I'm from Bel Air, Maryland.
For the Constant Contest. Here you go. You've won the WWE pay-per-view. WWE No Mercy live this Sunday. Enjoy your WWE No Mercy prize pack. Everybody call Cox Cable to order now. Digital customers enjoy using their easy digital remote. So like the wrestling and have a great time. Now what can we do for you?
Well, actually, I was going to talk about women breaking things up, but I think it's just too happy talking about how Deardorff was an a-hole to talk about that anymore.
Well, you're all right, there you go. Right.
That's right.
All right. Leave me, Don and Mike.
Thank you. Leave the table with some money in your hands.
That's right.
Now, last call of this break. Here is a first-time caller from Toronto.
Oh. Woohoo!
Hi there.
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
On behalf of the whole show, can I say welcome to you?
This better be a good call.
It won't be. Well, it will be. I've been trained. I've heard that I had to season myself and listen to you for a couple of weeks.
Can I just say,
I know I want to make love to some of the people's wives by now.
Does he sound Canadian, ladies and gentlemen? Does he sound Martin Shortish?
The best radio station in Buffalo, WBUF. Oh. And they're the ones that put you guys on the radio for life.
Now, so you're right for pledging your allegiance to an American radio
station.
He's
talking about WBO, our fine affiliate in Buffalo, and also, also talking about how smart they were to put this show on. So far, it's very good. I don't think you're giving him a chance.
Yeah. But what country do you live in?
I live in Canada.
Right.
But now, Rob has come to the microphone, and it's the gang of two now. You have to beware. They're ready to pounce on you, sir. So whatever your point is, I'm going to give you a little help here and just... say it quickly.
And before you do, I just want you to know that
No, not fair.
There's nothing I want
not
more.
Not fair.
For this call to go well. If this goes well, who knows? It could turn me around.
No. I'm the kind of cojones that can wear a New York Yankees baseball cap and say, I love the Boston Red Sox.
See, Mike, he's from Canada.
I tried.
He's from Canada.
Tell
Gordon Lightfoot we said hi.
That's Dan Murray.
I guess they're too busy playing hockey.
Brian Adams kicks ass, dude.
I know there's some of these Canadians. Tell the Underground to call.
When is Glass Tiger coming back?
as soon as they open up for Honeymoon Suite.
Okay.
if you're going to play this game.
Now, is he good at this? Is Honeymoon Suite a Canadian group?
They are. Yeah. Then I'm going to have to go to Geddy Lee and Rush.
Oh, my God. He got me with Larry Gowan.
Larry who?
Mike Myers is going to be the Cat in the Hat this fall.
Mike Myers is Canadian. Yeah,
he might go for prime minister. If Arnold's going to be governor, why not Mike Myers for prime minister?
Having a little Canadian talk here.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, Ben. Thanks, pal.
See you later. Bye-bye.
There you go. See, we got he really was a foreigner, wasn't he?
Yeah. We got a nationwide show. That's Canada.
He was trying awfully hard.
No, that's Mexico with nicer buildings. Really, that's what it is. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah, son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up. Take one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No shit. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. And them, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we got a relatively short break here, so we can have long breaks to play a new game in a second, and then get to Buzz's news and comments. So, and incidentally, boxes have been moved.
Oh, good. That's what you guys were doing during the break?
From car to car,
for the best.
Yes.
Were they heavy?
Yes. Terribly heavy, Mike.
Back-breaking work, was it?
My back is in awful shape. And
Rob's got calluses.
I want to say that we have cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
If Wilma is listening.
The little blues. Cabbage. Please put the little blues in my Cohiba box.
Cabbage need 300 to 400 for weekend.
Where are you?
Need cabbage now.
Need to see you. Have you gotten email?
Meet you at Denny's. Have cabbage.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Cabbage ready.
Cabbage is in box. We'll replace with baggy. With blue pills. Cabbage.
So here's where we go. We have a short break, and I have a variety of topics. Let me see. I've still got that Texas Hold'em phone number from the sign that was up. If you want to play High Stakes Texas Hold'em.
That's scary.
We do have people who have sent us things on CD. We have another disc jockey tape to listen to,
right?
Which makes a total of two. We have some guy who's written a Rush Limbaugh parody song.
Oh, no. Yeah, already?
That started already. We also have something from formerly known as Elvis Chicken. The guy is now known as, or the bird is now known as Outer Space Chicken. And we
Outer Space Chicken with cabbage.
Cabbage. We have all of that to get through, to get to, plus prison mail. God, I mean, really, it's a great spot to be in. We've got
the prison mail starting to pour in now that we've been spotlighting it a little bit?
Yep, we've got one, two, three. Three editions of prison mail today.
Backing up. I just love me the prison mail.
I know you do, but I'm going to go. Here's what I'm thinking, because I was just down in the garage.
Yes.
With Rob, okay. Loading boxes from my car to his car. I brought this up a couple days ago. I want to just throw it out. Let's say you work with a guy, and the guy we're talking about does not work here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you work with a guy who's blessed enough to have just money that, I mean, when, you know, he tinkles nickels.
Wow.
That's money.
That's he S's quarters.
Wow.
I mean, when he gets diarrhea, watch out, because it's like pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters.
It's like a slot machine paying off.
And here's how you know a guy's got too much money.
All right.
And not that you can ever have enough, but when you have a classic car, you're getting into the area where you've got enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got more than one classic car, and I know I brought this up a couple days ago, so bear with me.
Where are you going with this?
More power to you.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you've got upwards of four classic cars.
Okay.
And you're not content just to take them out on Saturdays when most dicks with really expensive over the top.
You don't like the classic cars, do you?
No, Mike, I do. I am a fan of the classic cars. I am not a fan of an individual that has, by my last count, five.
Is it the same guy that's got all five, or is it two guys that maybe combine?
Well, they're always in the same parking spot. They're
because
always
the little guy was here today.
Mm-hmm. Well, even then, that's
looking strange, like dressed
then
almost like a gang guy.
Then that's weird. Okay, well, either way, even if it's two guys who work in some fictional place that we're making up right now.
Right, right.
Between the two of them, then, if you really want to get specific, there's like eight cars that when you see them, you go, wow, you do a double take.
And there are motorcycles and jets.
Nice.
Private planes, boats.
Here's the thing. Let's say that you come into your workplace or anywhere. You're at a mall. No, this would have to be with someone you know, though. And you know that they've got one just kick-ass car that would make every head on the road turn.
Mm-hmm.
And not even something brand new that's out. I mean, like, I like that new Nissan that's out now. The
right.
One that kind of looks like the 280Z.
The Z Roadster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. Oh, hold on. Let me answer this question because it's relevant. John.
Sean.
Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, yeah. Didn't you used to have a classic Mustang sitting in your garage?
Yeah, and I'll describe my classic Mustang. It's a 1966 Mustang, which is about 50% rusted through at this point. And I keep saying to my wife,
"You still have it?
I don't want to get out of it. I got it in one of those used storage places."
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's the dream someday. I think most guys have that dream. You get a fancy car from when you were a kid.
You want to work on it yourself?
Me? Please.
Do you want to have it restored?
Yeah, I do. Eventually, I do. But my point is I've got one, and it's a piece of S.
Mm-hmm.
It's the basic body of a 66 Mustang. And my wife
then I can't bust your balls about it.
My wife wants me to get rid of it. But I'll tell you this. Even if I had that car cherry, I probably would drive it into work maybe once or twice a month, if the weather permitted.
You're saying your issue here is using the classic cars as a primary mode of transportation.
Well, let me just mention specifically this individual who was brought into work this week alone. What appears to be a and when I say cherry, I mean top of the line,
beautiful. Cherry
restored a 1956 Corvette. That is beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. Is it the red one or
the tan one? That's the red one. The tan one...
That's a lot of cabbage.
...is the one that's parked downstairs today.
Ah.
That has, what?
In theory.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if there was
in
such
theory,
a place.
The one that...
Right.
It might be parked downstairs. That has a...
I think you need to talk this out.
It has a vanity tag, and, you know, we got into the whole vanity tag thing
right.
earlier this week.
What does the vanity tag say? Or can you share that?
Wow, a 54. So there's, you know, it's like, wow.
That's what started the whole thing.
Yeah, because this guy, now, I'm used to this guy having a bunch of fancy cars, and it's not that I'm jealous. I'm really not. It's just, you reach a point when you're just kind of flipping everybody off that you work with, and granted, there's a lot of fancy cars in this building that we work in. A lot of people make good living in the radio business and also in the other business that we share the building with.
Exactly.
There's lots of nice sedans and SUVs. Mm-hmm. But with a car like a 54 Corvette, which has been restored, and I'm thinking, look at that, baby. I mean, it's a sweet car.
Like right. New.
There's no doubt it's a sweet car. Uh-huh. Okay. You get away with bringing that to work maybe twice a month. Because then guys walk by and go, whew. That's one cool effing car.
Right.
Now, that's a cool car. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, you come in the third day, it's Wednesday, you come in on the third day, and you see another one, and then you come in the next day, and you see a newer luxury car, but it's been totally armor-alled.
Sure.
Where it looks like it just came off the showroom floor,
mm-hmm.
and then you come in the next day, and there's another classic car, and this time it's a muscle car. It's like the
what is your solution? What do you feel needs to be done?
He's got to limit it. He's got to limit the amount that he's throwing in.
One or two days a week, he has to show up to work in a Yugo.
You know, he can have his normal, regular, rich guy car.
Mm-hmm.
But don't throw it in our faces every day. And maybe I'm the only one reacting this way when I come in and go, and yeah, part of it is jealousy. Because they're beautiful cars. But you just go, that's a guy that's just asking for somebody to come by and take a dump in the front seat of the car.
He changes cars like we change socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no classic cars September through April.
Do you feel that he is somehow insulting others in the building?
I believe so.
I believe so.
How else could you? If you were lucky enough to wake up in the morning and go, what am I going to take in today? Let's see, I've got my 68 Camaro, fully restored.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my 72 Pontiac GTO. I've got my 54 Stingray. I've got my 56 Stingray. I have my 04 Jaguar. I've got my Bentley, whatever various type of car the guy has. Just drive one into work. All the other ones, drive around on the weekend. Get your jerk on. Have a great time.
I've always wanted to have a weekend car. Well, like a car, like a classic car,
and most guys
I just never thought that they were worth the investment.
And I guess, you know, no classic cars September through April. Once we hit September, slow it down on the classic.
Put them in the garage, put a tarp over them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And just keep them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And
would you like me to deliver that message?
No. Oh, no. I don't want this brought up to the imaginary guy.
I'm on good speaking terms with him.
I don't want... I just want to say, there's a part of me... And
it seems to be quite a scuttlebutt.
And maybe it's me, but I get pissed off when I walk by every day and I see one of those... Just another...
What could he do to make it right?
Stop parading them in front of us.
How about let you have it for the weekend?
No, I don't want it for the weekend. Just stop parading it every day.
Don't flaunt it. Be humble.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. You know what I mean? Even if it's a once a week rotation.
Mm-hmm. I'm not aware of this. I know he parks his classic cars, but I'm not aware that this has been under your skin for so long.
It has been for a while.
This is really pissing you off.
It is, and I don't know why. Maybe some of it is just
there's not one guy though, because when you mentioned the muscle car, I think the muscle car belongs to the other guy.
Okay.
The little guy.
Theoretically, if this was really taking place here, does it bother you that these cars are coming to a place of business and these are like play cars?
Can't we call him and ask him how many he has?
I don't see.
Can we put this all out on the table? I think in our new spirit of cooperation and goodness,
last night,
I think it's a good idea to call
someone. Someone, you know, we can set it up for tomorrow's show. But I wouldn't mind having the
but I think he
not
is,
confrontation.
No. He is a nice person.
Just a conversation.
He is.
I know.
He is. You are the monger.
What?
You are evil. You want him to be evil,
how
don't
dare you?
Here's
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
What if theoretically in a business that shared the building with us, there were two brothers, and they were two different owners of the cars?
All right, well, I think Mike brought that up.
Now you're talking about three guys then. Because
it could be three, because the one
brothers,
little guy leaves his here all the time.
Huh. Yeah, he leaves the one with the tarp on.
Yeah, there's always one classic car, like the Batmobile, that has the tarp over it.
That's the guy that's pooing money.
Yes, he is.
Big time. Do you want to get mad?
I don't begrudge anybody what they make.
You see how young he is? What is he, like 31?
Yeah. I don't begrudge anybody whatever
they
make.
Doesn't work.
He doesn't work. Do you want to get really mad?
Listen, let me speak to today's young audience.
Okay.
What it is it's too much bling bling.
All right, come in.
Bob, my man Bob.
A theoretical man.
My man
just
Bob
walked into the studio.
A theoretical
area.
Man.
It's too much bling bling.
That's what it is.
Here he comes.
Here comes Bob.
Here comes Bob. All right.
Now Bob is also a listener of the show.
Apparently,
I didn't want Bob.
How are you?
I didn't want it
How's
to go
it
like this, Bob Skin.
Right.
I didn't want it to go like this. Have a seat.
All right.
Have a seat.
And I promise I won't impersonate you until you leave.
Liar.
All right, Bob, how many classic cars do you own?
Two.
All right, you have two.
Okay, how many does the other guy have?
One.
How many does the other guy have?
What's that? What? A little closer to the microphone.
The little guy has a 69 Cutlass.
Okay. The little guy has a 69. Little guy. I like it when you say the little guy. And correct me if I'm wrong, the little guy doesn't really work anymore, right?
No.
But he still comes here and parks his cars here, though.
Yeah, he parks his car because he owns the building.
Right. Yeah. So you own...
Two Corvettes.
The two Corvettes. Mm-hmm. And you also have the nice, fancy new car that has the vanity tag about one of your hobbies.
Right.
Is that one yours?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've always got that one nice and armor-rolled up and like look like you never drive it.
Were you aware, Bob, that this was just... killing Don as much as it was.
Don, if he wants the kids to the car and drive it...
No, I don't.
It's a new Corvette!
here's what I'm thinking. Just think about those of us... Okay, turn that off. Think about those of us that don't have...
It's a new Corvette!
Those of us that don't have the matching Corvettes. You know, think about us. We come in, I walk past that car and I go, Christ. That's like a guy going, F you, I got it.
Yeah.
Don, start a title company.
You know, I'm all for the American dream. I'm all for going out and getting whatever you can get, Bob.
Start a title company.
I really am. But
that's it.
I just have to tell you, my opinion, kind of a dick move to bring the two matching cars on matching days of the week, on Tuesday and Wednesday.
It's your passion, Bob? Yeah, you love them, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't intend to keep them both. I was going to... The 54 is the one I always wanted. When I got that one, my intention was to sell the other one.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of enjoying them both.
And the reason... And let's be honest, you like bringing them to work because it's fun to show off, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
Okay, that's what I hate. That's it right there.
You know, in a way, we've just gotten it all on the table, but nothing's really been solved.
No.
But I'm enjoying it.
No, listen, as I was saying when I was speaking to my hip-hop listeners, Bob, B-Man, mm-hmm. he likes to show the bling-bling.
Right.
He likes to show the bling bling, and he does it via his very. They are beautiful cars.
Beautiful.
I'm extremely jealous of them. Make no bones about it. But if I was lucky enough to have them, this would be the last place I would bring them. Just because I would be afraid that people might have the reaction I'm having.
The pseudo, like, just beneath the surface, violent reaction that you're having right now.
That prick.
Oh, God.
You know, just with your nice cars. It's not enough that you have them. You gotta...
You would agree that Bob here is a nice man.
Oh, he's the furthest from a prick in this room.
Nicer guy you will not meet.
I agree.
But there's nothing that would change your mind on this at all. You stand by your point.
No, I do. And
Liz, too.
And Bob, you will probably continue to bring your...
I'm not going to respect Don. I'm not going to drive him here anymore.
Oh, Wow. Now I feel bad.
Don't stop on my account.
Will you ever buy another? Is two enough?
Rob, look at Rob. Rob's working here. Rob, this is. Be careful of Rob, Bob.
Yeah.
No, I'm just.
You're in our little environment now, and he's a very dangerous
man. Is two enough? Yes, I mean, do you need more? Do you need another car? Maybe not a Corvette.
I need
something else.
The garage.
Now, Buzz. How do you line up on this?
Well, now that he only has two, it doesn't bother me nearly as much. But I think it's wise to maybe just drive one classic car here.
Have
maybe
you ever
once
noticed?
A week.
Have you ever noticed
day.
The Corvette or his other fancy car when you go by?
Every day, yeah, it's right there by the door.
Isn't
yeah.
there a giant yeah. sign that just says resentment when you walk past? Where you just go past and you go, what? Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I guess I adjusted to that a long time ago.
Well, Bob, you're a good sport for coming.
Aren't you going to ask me my opinion?
It doesn't matter because your opinion will be the opposite of whatever mine is.
No, not always.
No, especially today with the Red Sox and everything.
No.
This is the perfect opportunity for Mike to be the everyman friend again. Look, there's Mike, the voice of sanity.
Don't you turn on me, mister.
I'm not turning on you.
Bob is a friend of mine, you know. He's a good guy, and I don't...
Well,
I guess
no
I,
friend of mine, Mike.
I just would like to make this announcement. This weekend, I will be going out to buy a classic Corvette. Or maybe a T-Bird. Little red Corvette. There you go. Oh, man.
I'm just busting your balls, Bob. I mean, it must be nice. Listen, you know me. I'd do it if I could. If I had it, I'd do it. You bet I would.
Yeah. And he really means that because, yeah. I mean, he could do it, but he can't do it.
It's a new Corvette!
I mean, isn't that, Don, isn't that right? I mean, you could do it if you're... But,
yeah,
but you can't do it.
Here's what would happen. It's a new Corvette! Bye, freedom! Yeah. Where was that apartment building? I know it's a crappy apartment, but... It's a new Corvette!
Yeah, not going to happen for me. Not going to happen.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you can start buying airplanes.
Do you have any airplanes?
No airplanes.
Helicopters?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right, it's very nice having you come on.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Any final words for all of our listeners?
Yeah, go Red Sox.
Hey, all right, hey. Bob. Thank you. There Thank you. You very much.
There you go. Bye, Bob. Right. Let's go Sox.
Theoretical Bob.
Let's go Sox.
Oh, that's great.
There you go. And if
he's
Sox,
a tough guy to get mad at.
If the Sox win tonight, have those cars detailed and bring him in tomorrow.
Bring in the red one.
Bye-bye.
He knows I do the impression.
Yes, I know.
I'm not really mad at him.
Can't get mad at him. I mean, he's impossible to get mad at.
I like busting his balls. Yeah. But there is that part of me, really, that when I walk past him, he's just, ooh.
You think maybe he's going up in the elevator now and going to say, what an unbelievable bastard.
Oh, I'm sure he is. But I'll tell you this, that, and I'm not afraid to tell you how...
You're going to say you're not afraid to fight him.
No. I'm not afraid to tell you how shallow I am, that if I am walking through a parking lot and I see a really fancy car, that I get upset. And I mean, I don't mean like fancy, like if it's a, like a nice Lexus or something, but I mean, if I see like... I don't know. My dream car would be like a 68 Camaro.
Right, right.
If I see one all cherry and all just shiny and everything, I just go by and I just, prick.
Doesn't everybody really do that?
Ferrari, Lamborghini, I see that.
And I know I've said that to Frida, and she'd go, why would you say that? You love that car. And I go, well, because if you have a car as great as a 68 Camaro, you don't bring it to the mall. You don't bring it. You're just shoving it in people's faces. What you do is you go out and you keep it
and you look at it yourself and you never let anyone see it.
Yeah, you keep it somewhere where just you go out and drive it in, and then you can give everybody the finger while you're driving and say, look at me and my great car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Man, he's got two of them.
Well, he's got two plus his regular car.
Yeah. Yeah! It's a new Corvette! Anyway.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was.
I hope that translated, because that was fun.
Hello, Jeremy.
Yes, hi guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to say, Don, I agree with you totally. My dad has a couple classic cars, and I have one myself, and I would never take them anywhere near my place of work or the mall.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend.
I just wanted to say, Mike, get ready to start saying there's always next year.
F you.
Okay.
I can pick anyway because you know what? The whole point of this call was I have a classic car.
But he has five
right, cars. Right.
Exactly.
Correct. He's as bad as Bob.
He's probably a Yankee fan, too.
Worse than Bob. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I drive a 66 Mustang every day. That's my car. It's cherried out. I drive it to work. I drive it to the mall. I drive my kids to school in it. And I have a
safe car.
I'll give you
Rob.
I'll give you that. If it's only one and it's like you love the car,
it's a death trap, sir.
Good for you.
It's your only car.
Bye bye. Is that your only car?
Yeah, it's my only car.
There you go.
You know, I built it and I work on it myself. It's there's nothing like driving a nice hot rod every single day.
We seem to have really tapped into something with these classic cars.
I believe so. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Great lap.
Hey, Don. I'm a similar dreamer like you, where you know you love the car, and I get a similar reaction. Usually, when I see it, the first word out of my mouth.
Lap belts cut you in two.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said the first word out of my mouth when I see something really nice is bastard.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't
think that? Yeah.
Who doesn't think that? Imagine my torment. I have to walk past that.
When you have a nice car, if you have a very nice car, and that doesn't mean classic car, nice car, whatever, you have to be extremely careful. People will hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You remember years ago when I had my fancy car that one time, and I was behind a truck, and I got into an argument with her and with this guy, and he opened the door. And he dropped a lead pipe out of the door on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Wow.
And it came within 6 inches of the windshield.
Wow.
It flew right over the top of the car. Yeah.
There you go.
Because I'm sure he was going, bastard.
Danny!
I sold the car the next day.
Last call, Danny. We got a break here.
Hey, Don, I was wondering, this is me again. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I was wondering if you are ever going to go a show without whining and moaning.
Oh, no, not one of these days.
No,
it can't happen.
Not today. This is not whining, and this is not moaning, and I'm not going to waste the time giving you...
You called before. That's the same guy that does
this. This is not whining.
Like all the cars he has.
You're the whiner. Professional caller, see? See, just going on and on.
You're the whiner. You're the moaner.
I may moan, but I'm tired of listening to this.
But what are you doing right now?
What am I listening to you for?
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
Listening to y'all.
No, you're calling and whining and moaning.
Yeah.
And we have really not done a lot of whining and moaning. I'm not going to whine
and
moan.
You don't like it, do you? You don't like me whining and moaning, do you?
No, we don't like
it. I tell you what, Danny, and this is part of the new me that I have now. Danny, at area code 571244, so you know I have the number. I'm not going to give it out on the air. What I'm going to do, Danny, is go to break. There's the nervous laugh.
Uh-huh.
And, Danny, I'm going to speak to you off the air.
That's the new strategy.
That's our new strategy. So, Danny, we'll see who's got the cojones. Why don't you stay on, and I'll talk to you during the commercials off the radio. Danny?
Danny, what do you think? Are you up for that?
Because we're really not into
arguing. Danny, turn your radio down.
Okay, let's go.
Because we're really not into arguing with people, especially like you guys that just want to bust balls.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so hold on, and I'll have a very nice conversation with you off the air.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very good.
You got it. Thanks.
Now he's being put on hold.
There he is.
We're in the commercial bait, so it'll be a little roast Danny.
I'm going to talk to Danny, but...
Danny!
You know, listen, I'm all for arguing on the show if it's naturally occurring.
Right.
But he's called before.
Oh, you know he has.
Yeah, and,
you know he has.
Yes.
Danny. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Danny. Get a classic Corvette and run you over.
You know, during the commercial break, why don't you let me speak with him?
Okay.
Hello, Danny.
You got? Oh, what are you looking for, Rob? We got a break.
All right, go ahead.
What are you looking?
New Oldsmobiles are in early this year.
What was that?
What was that?
What was
Jay Sean from the Blues Brothers?
Yeah, exactly.
I was just talking about running over some guy. We got a new tape in there that just says Oldsmobile. Play it again.
Oh, you want it again?
Hold on. What's this one? What was new car music?
That's from The Price Is Right.
Yeah, go to new car music.
All right, hold on.
Let's hear that one.
New car music.
A brand new car. Or a brand old car. From Don Michael, it's the Twadio.
The Twadio comes equipped with its very own leather flapping seat.
Oh, the guy hung up.
Shocker.
He hung up. Well, I got his number. I'll call him back to
him.
Because there's no need to stop you people with that. Listen, when we come back...
What are we doing?
We're going to set up a new game called Answer One Question.
Answer One Question.
We'll set it up in just a second.
I'm sorry, Todd. I won't drive the cars to work anymore.
Bob, it's not you. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt. I'm not mad at anybody.
I just want you to know.
Yeah.
I sound all innocent. I like a very innocent man, but I'm a successful business owner. I'm going to have you killed.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. Hold on. This is something. Give me a second here. This is Ghetto-licious.
This is Ghetto-licious.
There it is.
They will make your ovaries rock hard. Great. Don and Mike.
All right. The great ass tape was playing too, but
sure. Al Pacino likes to interrupt.
Warren Sapp is not on the telephone.
Good.
Baby's mama, daddy, Robert Mailman was just on the telephone.
What was he? Was he angry?
I don't. It just said.
What did it say on screen, Rob?
It said
back surgery
for Robert Mailman.
Oh dear.
But the call.
Hope he's okay.
The call has fallen off the screen. So let's see. CDs. I got CDs from listeners. Oh, you know what? Maybe if Robert calls back, we can set up this game. Okay, here's a thought for a new game.
All right.
This new game is called Answer One Question. Now, here's the deal. It's kind of like all the other games we play. Everything really is, but it's a different twist. Let's say that there's someone in your life who has a question, and you are just dying to know the answer to that question. Again, I'll use myself as an example. I already know the answer to this, but I'll toss it out because it was a question that bothered me for years. My brother Jimmy, for a while, when we were younger, I thought had boned a girl that I was dating. He was younger than me.
Right.
Still is. And I had always wondered.
It's always been killing you.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I my friends would say to me, hey, that girl, I still remember her name, Christy. You know, she slept with your brother. Your brother, right. The idiot.
Right, exactly.
And I remember going home and saying, hey, idiot, did you sleep with Christy? I don't know how old I was.
Right.
Not old enough to drive at this point. Not even really knowing what I'm doing down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to talk about it. And right away, you know, when you get that response from my brother, I knew, all right, he had banged this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and dated her, and I think maybe took her to a junior, whatever it was, mixer, whatever the dance was. And not that I was looking, I think it was like in ninth grade, 10th grade.
Right.
Not that I'm looking to get full out laid, but I'm thinking, because I've heard this.
Sure.
It's going to be my turn.
Yeah.
We go into the field. We have the Boone's Farm wine.
Ah, yes, Boone's Farm apple wine.
And nothing happens.
Huh.
Nothing happens. So, I don't know. This is many, 20 years later. One holiday, I just said to my brother, hey, do you remember that girl back, Christy? And he stopped and said, yeah. I said, did you, like, have sex with her when you were 14 or 15? He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, yeah. I said, well, you know that I was interested in her.
Right.
He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew.
So he finally answered the question.
Yeah, and it wasn't a question of my brother keeping it from me.
It was that after time had passed, it became less important for him to talk about it.
And it really, in the big scheme, it's not,
keep it from you.
It's not important to me, but it was one of those small, lingering questions.
It's stuck in your craw.
He, you know, like I say, he wasn't hiding anything from me. This is not like I've got a secret or the big lie.
You were just curious.
I never had the balls to ask him, and finally one Christmas, I just said, that girl, did you? And he said, oh, yeah. I said, oh, Jesus, I liked her too. I said, yeah, I knew.
Right.
I knew. So it was something that I wanted answered. Now, perhaps, we'll ask you, Mike, do you have anybody in your past or buzz that you would like to ask a question of? I mean,
always wondered about.
I got the best one in the world that I can't use.
Yeah.
All of
mine are ones I wouldn't use.
My mother would never come on the radio.
Right.
My adopted mother.
Right.
But I'd love to say, answer me one question.
Mm-hmm.
How come you never told me all the crap about being adopted?
Right. It's pretty heavy duty.
Give me.
Right.
But if I had one question to be answered,
mm-hmm.
that would be it. But that's me.
Right. You guys, is there anything? And I know people listening, there must be one question that you want to ask somebody. And here's
how, I would have one question. I actually would have one question that I would want to ask my mom. You know, she's 83 and it's been years, and I've got one question I'd like to ask her.
What's that?
Well, how come she never told me I was gay?
Mike?
Yes, Don?
I don't think that that's exactly where we're going with this.
Oh, I'm
sorry. And I think it's not your mom's job. It was your dad's job to tell you.
Well, he's not around anymore, and I never got a chance to ask him.
But you were gay before he passed away.
This is true. Absolutely.
You were full-out gay.
Full out of the closet gay.
Okay. So I'm going to throw this out there, and maybe nobody will call on this.
What is the title of the game again?
Answer one question.
Answer one question.
So let's say you call up and you say, all right, I got my friend, my mother, my brother, whatever. There's one thing that's been driving me crazy. Well, we then call this person up, and we'll judge.
I actually have another real one.
What's that?
I'd like to have Candace Bushnell answer one question.
What's that?
Why did she never sleep with me at the senior ball?
This, my friends, and we can't get a hold of Candace Bushnell from Sex and the City.
Right.
Perfect example.
And actually, I could frame it even a little more detailed. Was it that she wasn't attracted to me, or that she wasn't attracted to me?
Okay. See, now we're getting to some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting down to the chewy center of this.
Right.
So I say to you, our listeners, who at this moment, well, no, I was going to say are not calling, but the phones are ringing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question, now part of this is we got to call and get the other person's permission. Mm-hmm.
Tell them that they have to come on the air.
To put them on the air. And there's no guarantee that they're going to answer the question that you're asking.
True.
But at least you're taking the step of asking the question.
And the best question wins, that we deem the best one. The one that's the most interesting, juicy, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or whatnot.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
So, call us at 877-365-3636. I've been taking a tremendous amount of time to explain this, and maybe it won't even work.
I think it will.
But I think there are people out there who have questions. And listen, the good part for us will be, even if the person doesn't want to answer the question, if you simply get that person in a public forum and you were to say, you're finally able to say,
why didn't you sleep with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you buy me underwear when I was a child? Or whatever the question is.
Why did you throw that body in the river?
River.
In the river. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, are you calling for this bit?
Yes, I am.
What's
the greatest question I've been dying to ask my mom?
What is it?
Has she had three-way sex?
Oh, would you get out of here?
Oh, dear.
I swear.
No, stop.
Would you stop? Hello, Don and Mike show. Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Don, what's cracking?
You got a question?
Yeah, I was going to see if...
Just my hand on listeners' faces, sir. That's all that's cracking.
Oh, that's too much.
Come on.
Well, hey, Don and Mike, and Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, I was going to see if I could play the game and have you guys call my wife.
Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care, what is the one question you want her to answer?
I've been with her for 20 years, and she swears up and down she never had sex with anybody but me.
Yeah. Well, then you probably, you have the answer.
Not necessarily.
You're not bright enough to play the game.
See, here's the thing. It has to be something you've never broached with her. You obviously have brought this up to your wife.
When you swear up and down, too, what do? Put the right hand up over your foot and then work it up to your forehead?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like swear up and down.
I make a motion that we disqualify anyone who uses the phrase swear up and down.
Right. Swear up and down is right next to whatnot.
Skip, hello. And what for?
Hey, hello, guys.
Hi, Skip. What is the question you would ask somebody?
Hey, I would like to ask my Uncle Wayne, and this has been from an incident about 15 years ago, as to whether he really was boning my mom when I walked in. Because it was one of those, I mean, I'm just a little kid. I walk in the room and you see this mad scramble around, and I'm probably old enough for you to tell me now.
Okay,
that's what we're looking for. Hold on, Skip.
A nagging question.
Hold on, and Skip, you are from Salt Lake, right?
That's correct,
right.
Yes.
Call, is that what they call our station out there? Is it with KALL?
Yeah, AM 700.
Right.
Good station.
Gotcha, hold on a second.
Very good.
Thank you.
You'll be a finalist. Hold on, here.
I like that one. That's the first real good one.
Yeah. Karen.
Yes.
Hi. Who do you want to ask a question of? Karen?
Oh, she checked it out. Karen got scared. That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. So listen, this is the premise. And if we make the call,
right,
even if the person doesn't answer, like let's say it's Skip. Right. And he calls his uncle and says, were you boning my mom or whatever? Mm-hmm. Who is he boning, allegedly? The mom?
Yeah, the uncle. He thinks the uncle was boning the mom.
So that's, would that be?
That would mean his father's brother.
I hope it does.
Hey, Skip, are you talking about your father's brother or was this?
It would have been my father's brother.
Okay. So I was going to say, otherwise it's like incestual, right? It's
right.
Incestuous. Yeah,
that's cool. Hey,
can I ask, can I do one right now just for the purposes of example?
Sure.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
When we were on the road and we were at that restaurant,
right,
when we did that thing,
right,
and our hands touched, did you mean it like I meant it?
I think you know I did.
There you go. That's a good example.
Skip, hold on. And what we're going to say about Skip is, see, he would win the $100, uh-huh, and that's the prize. Even if his uncle says, I don't want to discuss it, because he's brought it up with his
best question.
And who knows, if we get lucky, the air is cleared, or he'll say, absolutely not.
And of course,
either way, it's fine.
You know, our crap detectors are going to be out on this.
Mm, of course.
You think you're going to set us up on another one of these phone-out games.
Exactly.
We're ready for you. Hello, Melissa.
Yes.
Hi, Melissa.
How's it going?
Hi, you're on the air. Who would you like to ask a question of?
Actually, I'd like to call either my mom or my dad.
Yeah.
And I want to ask them, we've kind of had this ongoing thing where they've told me many times that they've never smoked pot back in college or basically at any time. And we're convinced that we have. We even tried to play tricks on my mom to get her to admit it to us. But
see, that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one, too.
That's very good. Did you ever smoke pot, Mom? Okay, hold on a sec.
I like that.
Hold on. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Roger.
Yeah.
Roger, who do you want to ask a question of?
Well, I wanted to see if you guys could call my wife and ask her. I got in trouble while I was in the military, and I went away to the clink for about 4 months, and I wanted to see why she stuck around and waited for me.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I'll be honest.
I mean, won't her answer be?
Because I love you, honey.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think that's what it would be, but...
What do you think the answer would be?
Well, she didn't even want to date me. So she stuck around and waited, and I got back, and she married me, so...
Now, wait, but, hold on. What did you get put in the brig for?
It could be drugs.
It could be drugs.
Could be drugs.
It was.
Okay, so it was drugs. So you're in the clink for 4 months, and then she married you after you got out of the clink?
Well, she married me so she could get the money from the military, because they pay BAQ when you live off base. So
sounds like you've already had your question answered.
Well, then we got married a year later for real. So
and she
I don't
didn't
understand.
Even date him before that.
Yeah, she didn't like me.
So your question for her is?
Why did you wait the 4 months? And, of course, she could have gone and left me. And
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did they let you out of the brig?
Yeah, I know. We're going to throw you back. Thank you, though. Sorry, Roger. That will have to go unanswered.
Thank you for your service.
Roger, our country.
Roger out.
Roger, the human shield. We'll break and come back. We'll pick one of these and make the call. So keep calling.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best dad.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, fat ass. Here's Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen, now that we've not had just a time capsule show today.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burton Cummings, guess who, Wolfman Jack?
I'm going to take him to the day you die.
I guarantee you are the only radio station in America playing this in any capacity right now.
Great, I think one of the greatest names for a band ever.
Yeah. Let me see, on tomorrow's program, WWE Wrestling.
Ah.
We're not really sure which one, but does it matter?
No.
They're all great guys and gals. The Jeff R.D. tomorrow, I've already told you, James Gardner, because he's going to be on 8 Simple Rules.
Always nice for him to stop by. Yeah.
And tomorrow, the beautiful, sexy, ooh, I can't tell you, we have our picture up on our website.
Yeah. First Lady of Sports.
WJFK.com. You click on the Don and Mike page, and I would be lying if I didn't say that, I look at her and it does something to me. Mm-hmm. It moves.
You see her spreading Maxim?
Oh, she's
beautiful. She's beautiful. Her name is Nancy.
Yeah.
And anyway, Jim Nance on the show tomorrow.
Nice. I like her confidence.
As well. And next week, if I'm not mistaken, I don't have a note about this, but I think next week, every day we're giving away laser eye surgery.
Wow.
And not the kind like where you go to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And
they use the same kind of laser that you'd see in... you know, in a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, you know, Rob, we're trying.
That's the one that just can blow your eye clean out.
I'm going to give it away with Dr. Witten, the guy who did my eyes, and hey, who am I? I'm a nobody schmuck.
Right.
He also did Tiger Woods' eyes.
He's kind of the pioneer, isn't he? I mean, he's got that whole thing going.
He's the best. He's the... He's the Elvis Presley of laser surgery.
Absolutely.
And, well, no, I don't mean it like that.
No.
He's a founding pioneer. And we'll give those away on the show next week. Now, let's see if we can get just one question answered.
Very good.
Today. Here are some new callers, and then we'll pick one and play this game. Don.
Hey.
Hi, Don. Who is it you'd like to call? We're playing a new game called Answer One Question. Who is it, and what is the one question?
Well, I'd like to call my brother and find out if his hemorrhoids bleed like mine do.
Well, I think they all do, don't they? to an extent, don't they all? I would hate to be fingered as the hemorrhoid expert in this room.
Do they bleed?
They
can. Yeah.
I've heard that they can.
Yeah, okay.
I can't say with any great experience that they do.
Is this caller being facetious?
I think so.
Do you know what that word means, sir?
Hello?
Do you know what caller means?
Can you hear me, sir?
He hung up.
See, for those of us who have woken up with the tragedy of blood in our underpants, we take that a little more seriously.
No, that was just a good party, not a laughing matter.
It was cranberry juice. Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Kyle, answer one question. Who will it be?
It's for my father, actually. When I was a little younger, it was Christmas time. My grandfather drove us back from Kansas City. And after that Christmas, I did not hear from my father for 2 years, and I would love to know what happened to him and where he was.
That's a good question. That's not funny.
That's good, though.
Yeah, very good.
Hold on a second.
That's been on my line forever.
All right, hold on a second. Here is, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam. Who is it you'd like to call? One question.
I'd like to call my friend Richard and ask him if he remembers when we used to sleep in the same bed before I was out of the closet. When he wrestled around in bed while he was sleeping, if he was really awake and caught me ever doing anything with him or to myself.
Did you ever do stuff to him?
I touched, but I didn't do anything like
you
that.
You touched him. How old were you?
How old? 18.
So you touched him. And
yeah.
What did he do when you touched him?
Well, he just stayed there for a while, and then once like it started getting a little, and he'd turn over or move the sheets or something like that.
How was he ever in a state of, you know, excitement?
Not that I ever remember. He almost did, but that's when he like turned around.
Where were you touching him?
Down in the private.
Front or back?
Front.
Front, and nothing was happening? He was not getting...
Well, not, like, immediately, but it took a few minutes, and then...
No, wait a minute, hold on. You're 18, and you're laying...
What, he was pretending he was asleep, but you were touching his thing?
No, he was asleep. Well, I thought he was asleep. I don't know if
he was
asleep.
Want to find out if he was faking it, because, I mean,
yeah.
Usually if somebody touches your thing, you're going to wake up.
Right.
All right, hold on there. I think...
Because I always wake up when I touch mine.
We got a finalist there.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
His first name is Richard.
Richard.
And he's the same age as you?
No, he's actually about 5 years older than me.
All right, so...
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
If I'm going to call this guy and ask him to play Answer One Question, I'm going to have to tell him that it's about... an event when he was 18, when he was in bed with a guy named Sam.
Ask him if he knows Sam, and Sam's got a question.
All right.
That's fine.
All right.
When Sam was 18.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay, we'll start there.
Richard? Let me see. Sam. Oh, friend.
A punchy friend. That's good. Smoke.
Outstanding. Let me just see.
Please wait. Easy and convenient.
Please wait.
All right, hold on. Now I got to pick up the phone to talk to the guy here. I am on... Yeah, hi, Richard. Richard, hi. This is Don from the Don and Mike Radio Show. How you doing? You're not on the air. We have a guy, I guess from the Sacramento area, whose first name is Sam. Do you know a guy named Sam? Okay. He's like your adopted son.
Very good.
Were you ever in a bed with him?
Well, I thought he asked the question. Doesn't a guy come on and ask the question?
Wait, listen, he has a question he wants to ask you. Would you mind coming on the air with us?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sorry about that.
What are you doing there? You invented the game, and now you're not playing it right.
That's how we do. I invent it, but then I kind of go as we go. Okay, here he is now. Here's the friend.
Sam and Richard, are they on the line together, Sam?
Get Sam up here. Sam?
Richard.
Richard, Sam?
Sam.
There you go. All right, now, let me just say, Richard, we're playing a game called Answer One Question.
It's a game where we give people an opportunity to call us, and we call the person that they want to ask the question of, and it's a question that they want answered.
And Sam has a question he's always wanted to ask you. He's never had the balls to ask you.
Now he wants to ask you the question. Are you prepared for the question there, Richard?
I think I maybe.
Okay, all right.
Sam, go ahead, ask Richard your question.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey, Sam, what's going on? What do you got me into?
Nothing. I just have a question. Remember when we used to go on trips and everything, and you always slept, me and you always slept together, and your daughter and your wife always slept in one bed?
Right.
Well, when that was before I came out, as you know, and I was just wondering if you ever, like, remember me or anything touching you or getting closer to you or anything like that while you were asleep or if you were asleep.
Wow.
I believe
hopefully
he's,
not, no.
I believe he's asking.
I mean, we've slept in the same bed, not to be gay or anything, but yeah, we did, being the two guys in the room and not having him in bed with my daughter. Yes,
right.
But I...
I guess to frame it a little more specifically, Richard, Sam wants to know when he was apparently touching you sometimes when you were sleeping, and he wants to know if you remember him touching you.
No, I do not.
Good.
He would touch.
If he had been, is he saying he did?
No, I don't know.
No. Hold on. He said he did, and you didn't get aroused.
Well, you didn't even wake up.
Oh, well, that's a good thing that I didn't get aroused.
No.
And I don't remember it. I mean, if he got pleasure in touching me when I was sleeping, he'd probably be glad I didn't wake up.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, Richard, absolutely.
I mean, he might be just as much trouble as a Cubs fan was.
Okay.
Turns out, though, your daughter would have been safe.
Yeah.
Well, now that he's come out, that was a good thing.
I guess you didn't know that at the time. Did you?
At the time, no.
Hey, Richard, did you kind of think that maybe Sam was...
Absolutely not.
Really?
I mean,
Sam?
You know, he was kind of the guy that got all the girls, but, you know, never did go out on dates with him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sam, when you touched Richard when he was sleeping, did you touch his B's?
Did I touch his D or his B?
The whole thing.
I touched his whole thing.
Damn, what are the hell are you doing?
Oh, man. I would imagine, you know, whichever way this question was answered,
that's an angry bitch.
It's kind of disturbing for you, Richard. Thank you for your honesty, though.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
I mean, many times we've gone down to Disneyland, and I think he's gone to Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Let me say that Sam has won $100.
Yes, he has.
And I feel that we should give the other guy something.
Yeah. He should get some sort of prize for just coming on the air with us and going through this ordeal.
Counseling, or perhaps the number of a good lawyer.
Something manly. Right.
You won a Halloween... a Halloween costume.
There you go.
Courtesy of Masters Costumes. Now, even though they're in D.C., they'll send you whatever you like.
Oh,
probably not the perfect prize for this contest. But
find the nearest one, go to Masters Costumes.
They have a condom head or something I can wear. If Sam comes over to my house again.
Touché, Richard. Maybe you could go as Roy Horn.
There you go.
Go as Siegfried.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, listen, we're going to send you that, and the website is masterscostumes.com. Richard, sorry about that.
You're a very good sport, Richard.
Yeah.
Very good.
For now.
Yeah, for now. No. He's probably driving to your house right now.
Yes.
Hey, Richard.
You love me.
I hope we can still be friends and everything. I just hope that it's all good.
Yeah, I hope we can be friends, even though when we were 18 and we laid in the same bed together, I played with your D&Bs while you were sleeping. I hope we can still be friends.
God.
Thank you for that info.
Good times.
Those were the days, eh?
Good, yes, sir.
Under the stars.
Hey, Richard, I have one more thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Like a man or like a woman?
Well, it's, I love you
that's
like a woman.
Right there, okay.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, that's fine.
Way to go.
It's going to be a good thing.
I think that worked very well, having Richard as the recipient of that call.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you're not scarred. Remember, no last names are used.
Right, absolutely. Right.
And,
I appreciate that. No addresses on a website.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you very much.
You.
Don't worry. And besides Richard, if it was, you know, if it was me, and, oh my God, if it was me, I'd get a gun right now. But if it was me, I'd be looking under L in the phone book.
Something happens, they can't come back to me.
There you go. And, you know, you can do the whole Roseanne thing now. You've got the repressed memory.
Yeah, well, you know, he'll have to deal. I hope you guys can remain friends.
Kind of grab that and spit. Is that what you're saying?
All right,
funny.
Sam, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. Hold on a second. And that's how you...
That is pretty darn strong.
That's a game. One question.
That's a winner right there.
Now, we didn't even get to the other stuff, like, was my uncle banging my mom?
Or did mommy and daddy smoke pot? Another time.
Another time. Everybody that's on hold for this game that we didn't talk to, that'd be Kyle, Melissa, Skip, out in Utah with his uncle, and Kelly. They're all going to get the 100 prize pack. From in-demand pay-per-view, where you can see the biggest movies like The Hunted for the first time on TV. Go order The Hunted tonight on in-demand pay-per-view from Comcast Cable.
Right.
And in theory, I should read this five times because we have five winners. Let me just say, The Hunted, The Hunted, The Hunted, The Hunted, The Hunted.
Good job.
Played with his D&Bs.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I was sleeping.
He made it up.
Are you asleep?
Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
Are you asleep? I'm pretty sure he's asleep.
Damn.
Hey, guys, can I come over and sleep next to you?
I have two classic cars. Oh, God.
Are you sleeping? Oh, that's my ass.
I want to fondle you in the Corvette.
Stop it. God.
What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today on the News and the Comment, there's only one man to fill John Ritter's shoes, and he's wearing the boots that can do it. Hey, there you go.
Okay, stay tuned. Yeah, we had to mention this earlier because it's just... We have been talking about what will ABC do now that John Ritter's dead and they ground his bones down to soap. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do?
I think they've solved the problem.
I think so, too.
Well, what is it, Rob?
You make bread out of bones. You make soap out of fat, Don.
How many times? I'm such an awful student of history.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mr. Warlock.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And news is coming up. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like two pornographic Imagineers, Don and Mike.
Yeah, make me happy. Time for Buzz and News. Brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yeah. Clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888 try VMAX. And now with what is absolutely the most bass-ackwards, nuttiest solution to a problem I've ever heard.
Now, don't go great.
I like it.
Here's Buzz with the... it makes Fonzie would have made more sense. Henry Winkler would have made more sense.
Fonzie probably made the decision.
Yeah, I think Fonzie had something to do with that. I think Fox had something to do with that. Now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh out loud because you'll be the only one.
A-hole. Do you like your job?
No.
You may leave.
Oh, may I?
You may.
Watch it, A-hole. Larry Sanders. Maybe they should call it 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Granddaughter. The show that starred the late John Ritter will now star James Garner. That's right, Rockford.
Yeah.
He'll play the father of Katie Sagal's character, which makes his character the girl's granddaughter. God, look what this is called.
Why is our funeral music so hard to get to?
It's okay, I could get it.
That was in the top of the stack.
I got it. And now, the
Garner and Shane's going great. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Buzz.
James Garner. He's been signed to do 4 episodes. He'll start filming the first one on Monday. His character will be recently separated, and he's moving in to help the family deal with the loss of its father figure. I want to tell the whole cast it'll be a seamless transition.
You know, considering they just lost a male cast member, don't you think they might have thought twice before casting him?
Oh, you think he might be on the list?
Well,
the
short list.
Wow. Maybe he wants the accolades. I don't know. The show's become such a hit thanks to Ritter's death. NBC is moving Whoopi, so she'll no longer have to compete. She'll get the Thursday night spot that was occupied for 3 short weeks by Coupling, the show that was supposed to have replaced Friends.
And, of course, tomorrow, in-depth coverage on this John Ritter, James Garner story.
Yes.
When we play Low Budget. Jeff R.D., that's tomorrow.
Yep, that'll be tomorrow.
Another bit that's just kind of fallen in our lap.
It's been that kind of month. A gift from heaven.
Right, Jim?
Absolutely falling right out of the sky. Just like cats and dogs. Absolutely incredible. And just remember, I'm wearing the boots that are going to replace that non-talent comedian.
Did you hear that bit we just did?
Absolutely. It was fantastic. You mean the question game?
Yeah, where the one guy called the other guy and I said, do you know that I was playing with your D's and B's while you were sleeping?
Not my cup of tea. I don't start to rub me the wrong way. You know, I don't care for the homosexual humor. That's what your cup of tea is. That's fine. Just keep it away from me. Keep it on your side of the table, pal.
James Garner, everybody.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. Real excited about the day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We look forward to it.
My roids are bleeding.
if you were a pope in very poor health and you could resign, would you?
Would you?
This one won't. The Vatican says Pope John Paul II will serve until the day he dies. This does not set well.
Friday.
It's possible. This does not set well with many of the cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church. Some of the gutsier ones say they'll ask the pontiff to resign when they meet with him next week.
Well, Buzz, we've got him right here. And, you know, you might think he's in failing health, but he's actually doing pretty well.
Really?
Listen how strong he sounds. Pope, well, Your Holiness, welcome to the show once again.
What's happening, good?
See? He's in perfect health.
Right.
Why? I have to ask you a question, Your Holiness. Why?
It's a scam.
When we see you on TV, you're always stooped. You always look like you're going to draw your last breath. You look horrible, but yet you talk to us and you sound so strong. What's going on?
I feel energy and life when I am on this show.
Oh. You do? Okay.
When I do die, which as I have announced will be Friday.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
I will be replaced by James Garner.
Oh, just like John Ritter. Thank you for the announcement, Your Holiness. Who do you like tonight in the big game? I have to ask you. That's a personal question for me.
As you know, I speak through Don.
Yes, I know you do.
I also agree. I put the thought in his head. Red Sox to win tonight.
Really?
Blowout.
Really?
Blowout.
Wow.
But then they get killed by the Florida Marlins.
Okay, thank you.
Because the game is watered down.
Ah, there you go.
Like my drinks.
You sound just like your food.
Peace out.
There you go. See you later, Your Holiness.
Peace out.
So long, Pontiff.
He's so shaky.
There he goes. He's so shaky.
Today, the Pope marks 25 years in office, longer than all but 2 of his predecessors.
Goddamn right. Effing A, Bubba.
Wow. Listen how energetic he is.
Word is he's only months or maybe even days, as he pointed out, from dying.
Told you Friday.
Friday's the day, huh?
Now, popes have the right to resign, but that's only happened once before in 1924.
One time after I first got the job.
Why don't you step down, Your Holiness? Oh, I think I might have made a mess. Sorry about that.
I didn't mean to.
Take that back, Your Holiness. I didn't mean to ask you to resign. I want you to stay.
I got a great gig.
Right, you do have a great gig.
I got the greatest gig.
How come you sound so good, though? It's amazing.
Yes. Listen, first off, it's an act.
Because
none of us ever really die.
Okay.
We all live, all the popes.
You live forever?
We all live in the back room of the Vatican.
Really? Very exciting.
We all live there. We all have the great times.
Mm-hmm. Poker games.
Arnold comes over.
Oh, that's good news. Dancing. Grabbing butts.
I just want to say to you, Mike.
Yes, Your Holiness.
That one time I had one very bad thing happen to me. I was the brand new pope 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I was sleeping in my pope bed.
Oh, no.
Were you asleep?
I was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure who it was, but someone came in and played with my D and B's.
That's terrible. I'm so glad you were able to bring back that memory, Your Holiness.
I think it was Pius III.
There you go.
Wow. He had such a gentle time.
One of those papal overnights?
So many men.
So you did wake up then when it happened?
I was sleeping on some level.
You pretended to be asleep.
I am just a man. Flesh and bone.
That's right.
People idolize me, and I'm just a man.
Mm-hmm.
You were dozing.
With needs.
You were dozing.
I was dozing.
I understand.
Not really dozing.
Okay. The twilight.
Oh, man.
Explore.
What?
We also hear that the Cardinals will not be so bold with their resignation request if the Pope were in better health.
Stan Musial touched me once.
Oh, really?
Stan the man?
He was the Cardinal. Oh, yes, he was. Oh, okay. Did Bob Gibson ever touch you?
Constantly.
Really?
With his fastball.
How about Tim McCarver?
The mind drifts. The mind drifts when I think of Tim McCarver.
Sure.
Did you say explore?
Explore. Uncharted territory. God. Go through the forest, my son.
Oh, my. God.
The answer is at the tree trunk.
Wow.
To find the answer, you must go under the robe.
Oh, my God.
It's a mystery.
Oh.
Just show us the headline, Fingers Found in Dog's Stomach, and we're there.
Now, let me just say...
Mm-hmm.
I do get to preview the news occasionally, and I know the story is coming, and I want to say, this is not a funny story.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
No, it's not. No, it's not real funny. It's
not
interesting.
Funny.
Okay.
It's not, but we've got the fanfare ready, Buzz.
All right. Dateline Tampa, where a 6-year-old boy lost 4 of his fingers to the family dog. It has not been a banner year for this boy. He couldn't feel his fingers being eaten because he was partially paralyzed by a hit-and-run driver last year.
Now,
but wait, there's more. He couldn't see his fingers being eaten because he was asleep at the time. The part pit bull puppy has been destroyed. Mom says, no more dogs. Quoting her, we're going to stick to fish and birds. The boy is upbeat about missing 4 of his 10 fingers. Quoting him, I can still play video games with one hand.
That is a wonderful human interest story.
By the way, one other factoid I picked up today on this story. The boy says that he was eating a corn dog before bed and forgot to wash his fingers, which he thinks is why the dog ate his fingers.
You know, in human interest and a lesson.
Yeah, for us all, really.
Poor kid who's paralyzed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the dog ate 4 of his fingers.
That's right.
Well, I think the lesson would be eat a corn dog properly, because if you ate the corn dog properly, you wouldn't have any.
Use the stick.
Yeah, use the stick.
That's right.
The lesson I take away is don't fall asleep in this building. There's dogs running around upstairs.
Because Bobby brings her dog in an awful lot.
I thought that was like a dog joke.
No, no.
Like dogs are running around this building.
No, they're really seriously. There's a woman, a wonderful lady works here, Bobby Hollingsworth.
Mm-hmm.
She brings her dog in all the time. Mike, we got...
Nothing. No, they don't. Yes.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. All right.
Powerful lady.
Okay. I won't.
Scary lady.
Anyway, kid.
Yeah.
Fingers eaten off.
He's okay, though. I mean, he feels okay about it.
All right.
By the dog.
You have to.
That's a shame.
When misdirection.
You know, and yeah, speaking of, Roy Horn
is
paralyzed. You know that.
Yeah, partially, yes.
Yes. And that's going to kill him as a magician, because how's he going to do the sleight of hand then?
Sleight of hand won't be done.
Again. And as I mentioned before, misdirection.
Misdirection.
What's he going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, to my left I have, and to my right I have.
Yeah, right.
What's he got there? Oh, my God, the tiger is eating 4 of my fingers, and I don't even know it.
No more corn dogs for the Siegfried and Roy team.
When we heard Britney Spears was moving to England, all we could say was, see ya. Like Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna, the firm young pop singer is reportedly quite taken with London.
England can kiss my ass.
What is she, Buzz? She's a firm young pop singer,
very
Mike.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You say she's... we said see ya.
Yeah.
See?
That's right.
See ya.
And she's looking for a house in London as well. Word is she plans to keep her homes in the U.S., but
see?
Spend much of her time across the big drink.
See?
Partly because of the public relations beating she's taken here in the States lately.
Sure.
Anyway.
See
ya. Alleged magician David Blaine's been through a lot in the last 40 days. He's still hanging in a plexiglass box in London, supposedly living on nothing but air and water fed to him through tubes.
Now, how come there's no dogs, like, eating his fingers?
They're waiting on the ground below.
That'd be great.
A lot of people hate this guy. They have thrown eggs at him, fish and chips. He's been awakened by a drummer. One guy tried to cut off David's air supply, and people have shouted a litany of ugly things at him.
And they tried to cut it off, but he had a CD player with him. so he could hear. He cut off air supply.
Air supply.
I'm all out of love.
Oh, wow.
I'm so lost without you.
Gotta love the air supply.
Oh, you do.
Making hits out of nothing at all.
Because you're every woman in the world to me.
I wish they were on the bill with Aerosmith and Kiss
someday. Now to try to make...
I bet they were touched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were wide awake.
Wide awake.
But yesterday, David Blaine saw something he surely could not have expected. A man standing along the river not far away drank some liquid, threw himself into the water, and vanished. Police never did find the body and still cannot identify the jumper. Blaine comes down on Sunday on satellite TV.
Those wacky Brits.
Hold on there, Buzz. This is a good one. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Secretary of State Colin Powell has honored Chevron Texaco with the U.S. Department of State's 2003 Award for Corporate Excellence. This award recognizes Chevron Texaco's sustained efforts to improve the quality of life of the communities where they operate in Nigeria.
This Sunday.
This man is no flunky.
Live and only on pay-per-view.
He is, but this one isn't. Robert, just locked. Here you go. This man is no flunky.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, it's only an 11.
Oh, it's short.
Here it is.
Secretary of State Colin Powell has honored Chevron Texaco with the U.S. Department of State's 2003 Award for Corporate Excellence. This award recognizes Chevron Texaco's sustained efforts to improve the quality of life of the communities where they operate in Nigeria.
Rob is no flunky. Plain and simple, Singular has what you want.
If you want the newest and coolest in wireless phone technology, Singular has the phone for you. It's the Sony Ericsson T226.
It has downloadable games and text and picture messaging.
Don't forget the free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
How could I forget that?
I don't know.
But here's the best part. Sony Ericsson T226 is free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
And if you want a calling plan for the whole family, get connected with Family Talk. You can add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month, and plans start at just $39.99. You pay no roaming and no long distance.
Whoopee! Singular has what you want, so switch to Singular. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR, log on to singular.com, or visit any Singular wireless store in the area. They have dozens of them. Be sure you tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details. Singular wireless, part of the SBC family. This was a live commercial. Isn't it, Don?
Are they happy? There you go.
Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, gentle persons. Here's Don and Mike.
Yeah. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the artist once again known as Prince, he's a handful. This is the guy who granted interviews and then refused to speak. This is the guy who changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. This is the guy who refused to release records, even though that's what he does for a living.
This is the guy who's banged just about every beautiful woman in the rock arena.
Yeah, and he's about 3 feet tall. All true. But now, this is the guy who's been going door to door in a Minneapolis suburb, Eden Prairie, Minnesota, to bear witness for Jehovah. This annoys his neighbors even more than the unpronounceable symbol. Prince went out recently with his friend Larry Graham. He used to play bass for Sly and the Family Stone.
Sure.
But they made the mistake of calling on a Jewish household in the middle of a Vikings game.
Well,
the lady of the house told Prince, "This is not something I'm interested in," to which Prince replied, "Can't I just finish?"
Doesn't Prince know how Jews love their Vikings?
Sure, absolutely. Spoken like a Jehovah's Witness.
I am sorry. We are watching the Minnesota Vikings play right now.
I would appreciate, Mr. Prince, if you would continue on your rounds and not bother us here again while we're watching the game.
You may come back later when it's Cincinnati versus Tennessee. But now we're watching the Vikings, and good day to you, sir.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Say hi to Apollonia.
Every town, every city has its unique attractions. In Provincetown, Massachusetts, it's the gay lobster.
50-year-old sculptor Mark Seary has been...
Hi!
Yes, like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the gay lobster.
How are you?
Mark's been wearing this crustacean costume since June, making his living by posing for pictures with tourists.
No, they're real crustaceans. Made out of my real crust.
One time... Hi, everybody. It's me, the lobster. One time I was...
The gay lobster.
Yes. The gay lobster. I was sleeping next to the red lobster, and I touched him.
Indeed, indeed.
Very good. Buzz?
Yes?
Dip me in drawn butter. I'm the gay lobster.
The gay lobster, everyone.
So, Mark, going around in a crustacean suit, how's this been received? People love me, says Mark. The whole town has opened their arms to me like a superhero.
People love me, the gay lobster.
Well, maybe not the whole town. Town officials are, to put it in lobster terms, steamed and are cracking down on Lobster Boy.
Well, what's the favorite? What's the best part of a lobster?
The tail.
That's right.
That's where all my meat is.
Yes, it is.
Last month, the officials with badges arrested him for possession of marijuana, which he says he was taking to a friend who has AIDS. But Mark refuses to butter
the lobster
up.
AIDS. The AIDS lobster. Excuse me, I'm dyslexic. I'm the gay lobster, uh-huh. They're the red lobster, and they're the AIDS lobster.
Well, crack my claw.
But Mark refuses to butter up the town officials, quoting him, "You cannot destroy beauty."
There you go.
And not even I believe this story, but it's out there, and my job is to tell you about it. You know those science fiction movies about planets occupied by only women? Well, if one scientist is to be believed, Earth will one day be one of those planets.
Shut up!
He says the last man... He says the last
man...
We got
Mike to spit on his water with that.
That was funny. That was good.
This scientist says the last man will die out in 125,000 years from now. That means just 5,000 generations of men left.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
After that, the author of Adam's Curse, A Future Without Men, says women will finally have the good jobs, world peace, and clean bathrooms.
Can't hear a word you say.
Brian Sykes is a genetics professor at Oxford. He says the Y chromosome that makes male babies will deteriorate.
I'm not here.
And go away.
Shut up!
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Next question.
They're dropping like flies.
Shut up!
What do you call a Chinese astronaut? Rob, you can't play. They're called taikonauts. And the first one lifted off...
What are they called?
Taikonauts.
Taikonauts.
Uh-huh.
Taikonauts.
And the first one lifted off yesterday. There he is. He's 38-year-old Yang Liwei.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Hey, Yang, how about a rocket?
China's only the third country to send a man into space, a full 40 years after the Russians. The mission is military and very hush-hush, but...
My name is Yang Tang.
Yang Tang. Hey, Tang.
Right.
Yang Tang, that's the astronaut's drink.
Right. It's orange juice that you make with powder.
Yes, taikonauts. Very good, Yang.
Yang Tang.
Yang Tang.
No Tang for this guy. Western world observers, by the way, say the secrecy around this mission is more about saving face if something goes wrong.
My name is Yang Tang. This is my sister, Poon.
Than it is about military secrets.
How are your brothers? Woo.
They're a clan.
But the mission, like all things Chinese, is about propaganda. Like the fact that the Chinese astronaut is eating Chinese food in space, the ultimate takeout.
Yes, General Chow's chicken.
There you go.
That's a spaceship. How long? 20 minutes?
Yang Tang.
This is Yang Tang.
We've been ready 15 minutes.
Quoting the government, more tasty than Western food.
That's good.
Isn't that always the answer?
Uh-huh.
Even when
makes it the greatest food.
Yeah.
When I call the place and I just say, for me, whatever I get, orange chicken or whatever it is, and Frida says, I want the vegetarian plate, but I want it with soy, and I don't want it with this, and I want it with tofu, and no matter what, it is always, okay, 10 minutes.
Fantastic.
10 minutes.
What up, my yellow brothers?
Have coupon ready.
Jinx in the house!
And always made fresh.
It's been 16 years since the movie 16 Candles came out, which is why they're calling the sequel 32 Candles. Director John Hughes, who was hot for about a half dozen movies in the 80s, is back to update the lives of the characters from the first Candles movie.
Oh, please.
He's a knob.
Does that mean Molly Ringwald's going to be in this?
They've asked her. The original was centered around the birthday of a girl played by Molly Ringwald. She's been asked to return to the set.
She still manages to look stunning.
The equally talented Anthony Michael Hall will also be invited back.
There's a
loser.
Career.
Along with John and Joan Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
In sports.
Listen, the Cusacks will not go back.
They might.
No, no. The Cusacks are beyond that, especially.
I hope they are.
Hope so.
Especially a man Cusack.
Yes, John Cusack.
Who's in, the Runaway Jury.
Runaway Jury, supposed to be very good.
And Lady Cusack, who's in some other POS that opens this weekend.
John Cusack may do it once he finds out that all the men are dying.
There you go.
So, you know, there's a sense of urgency.
You know who they should get? James Garner.
Sure.
In sports, the Red Sox are in New York tonight for the deciding game of the American League Championship. The winner plays the Florida Marlins in the World Series.
Well, now he doesn't have
to. Treacherous.
I thought he would.
It's been a fine postseason.
Jesus. Come on. God damn it. You know, I don't give a damn.
God damn it.
Oh, that's it. I used to like her.
Anyway, that was Mike watching the Game 6 yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking about Nicole Kidman.
Right.
Meeting for the Yankees.
Florida hotels, airlines, and restaurants are rolling.
Somebody get a hit! No! That was not a strike!
We've got an
hour. Shut up!
Oh, God!
What?
What happened?
Strike three. They suck.
Don't worry.
Florida hotels, airlines, and restaurants are rolling out the red carpet for the doofus who interfered with a fly ball in Game 6 of the Cubs-Marlins playoff
series. Hey, I commented on this earlier, I think the guy should take Jeb Bush up on this offer.
I agree.
Could be dangerous.
Could be safer.
Mm-hmm.
The judge says he'll rule early next week whether Kobe Bryant will stand trial for sexual assault. In yesterday's hearing, the defense showed pubic hair and semen other than Kobe's was found in the woman's vaginal area.
Ooh. Right. You know, and you know what that's...
Thank you. Yes, that's appropriate.
He's got some fans there.
And you know how they found it? Well, a dog came by.
No. Oh, no, they were eating corn dogs?
Yes. A dog came by.
Oh, my.
Sniffed her underpants.
That's very bad. Finally, from the Great White North, General Motors is coming out with a new model late next year called the Buick LaCrosse. It's a mid-sized sedan that will replace the Buick Regal. They'll have to call it something else in Canada.
It's from Canada?
Yes. That's right, from the Great White North.
I love that song.
But the new Buick coming out next year, the LaCrosse, it'll have to be called something different in Canada because in French-speaking Quebec, LaCrosse is a slang word for pleasuring yourself.
It's good that we know that.
Good. On the Don and Mike Show.
Happy LaCrosse.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet. No!
Yeah, that's good.
No!
We get it home and if the Red Sox win... Big LaCrosse match.
Yes, and if they lose, another big LaCrosse match.
That's it. We got to go see you tomorrow with the all new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good luck to the Red Sox.
Thank you.
All four fingers.
They smell like corn dogs.
Oh God!
All four fingers eaten.
Wow.
BM, eater kid dog.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
"Be kind, take off,
be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight." And let me leave you swinging.